You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm wondering, do you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life?
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
I fucking did get a royalty for free. Goddamn 5,000 episodes, 8 years. Fucking, I've literally gone through people's careers on this show where they succeeded and failed and went back to success and failed. I mean, literally, I've fucking generations of comedy. Every week, the YKWD podcast is here for you people. Every other show has spawned off of this fucking show. And we've been here every week through the good times and the bad. You know, I mean, the fucking Kelly and Festook, Chris and Lauren and fucking now Mike and Gat. I mean, someday I'll just be here by myself, just an old fuck. And the technology will be so insane. I won't even need, I'll just go blink and video on and live. And I'll just go to you guys, right to your eyeball. You know what, dude? Right in your fucking eye. You know what, dude? And I'll cough because I'll have cancer by then. Or some type of fucking disease that I can't afford to get cured because my SAG fucking dues weren't paid.
You didn't pay your dues?
I pay my dues. Don't make it real. First of all, let's just go right to laughable.com. You guys, I want to plug these guys every week. I love this app. I love this company. Get the app. Go to iTunes. Download Laughable. If you love podcasts, this is the app for you because you, everybody on this today's show will be there. Subscribe. Look at my show. Listen to it from the app. And then you'll see all the guests on this show and all the podcasts they do and their own podcast. And it just, it's a spiral out of control. It's a like a YouTube spiral of podcasts. Laughable.com. It's the only app for podcasts out there. Comedy Cellar Vegas is open and rocking. They took a week off to rework a few things, retool it. And now it is back. And this week it is Julie McCullough, Sam Morrell, Beth Stelling and Ryan Hamilton. That show right there, any given night, Friday, Saturday at the Cellar. I mean, it's a fucking slamming lineup with your MC, Mark Cohen. It is crazy. It starts this week. Comedy Cellar Vegas. Go to ComedyCellar.com. Get your tickets. If you're in Vegas, if you're going to Vegas, plan a trip to Vegas. Make sure you go and check it. It's the thing to do. You go see Wayne Newton. You get married by an Elvis impersonator. You get ahead in the hallway. And you go to Comedy Cellar Las Vegas at the Rio. Make sure it happens. I want to make sure. I want to thank every single member of Patreon. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. I got a brand new one-on-one up there with Rocky Dale Davis that went up. Really interesting cat I met out in Syracuse. And also, I got Cypher Sound one-on-one is up there. But this week, I'm very excited. It's probably out tonight, Sunday night, or Monday. I think it comes out Monday. It's happening. The Ron Bennington live from the shed. He came up, got him up there. We did an hour up in the shed, and it's for Patreon members only. So if you're a Libsyn member, get the fuck off. Cancel it. And please don't email me and go, I don't know how to undo it. I unsubscribed in this. Just figure it out. Make a phone call. Contact us in Libsyn. Just unsubscribe from Libsyn. I love all you guys. We had a thousand people. Go over here. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Support me over here. You get so much more. Live from the Shed Show. I'm up there on the Patreon. What is it called? The app thing. Where it's like almost like a story that I do up there for just Patreon people. And we have the one-on-ones for just Patreon members. There you go. For the members of my channel. God bless. And here he is. Look
there
at that.
He is.
Perfect timing. I want to make sure that you guys, I thank all you guys who are members of my channel over on Patreon. God bless you. Here we go. I'm very excited about this show. It's a nooner because I have my son has a dance thing tonight. I don't know what
a dance thing.
I don't know. He's five. So we're you're not wearing a Sixers shirt.
Nope.
I'm not going to be wearing a shirt either, baby doll. Anyways,
it's gonna be very erotic.
I can't wait to get jerked off by you. I can't wait to. I'm going to get my skin tags removed in Ev. What? What? What?
You're gonna do you have to bring up skin tags at noon?
She doesn't know.
She has no idea. Not yet, but she will. One of the grossest things ever when I did. My brain's going. Is there a drug, a memory drug, I can start taking?
No.
Is there something I can do?
There's probably something. You got to find a commercial with like an old man who keeps telling you what great shape he's in.
Fix his mic so we can talk into it, would you?
I'm 60 years old. Look at me.
Fix his mic, Michael. Can you help? Can you help Jay? He can't work with those mittens. The mic slips out. First of all, I got Dave Temple. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You haven't been on in a while.
Nah. Yeah, I've been on the road, man.
You haven't been on in a while. We got, of course, Big J. You haven't been on in a while either.
No, yeah, it's been some time.
Oh, Jesus. You guys are both NPRing me right now. No, I've been on the road. It's been some time, Bob.
The seasons have changed.
What do you want me to tell you? Huh? I'm on my way to being a big fucking deal, so it's probably the last time you go see me.
Hopefully. Hope you make it quick. Hope you make it in the next 10 minutes. You have to leave.
Sorry, I got to jam out. I made it.
I got a nice hot phone call, guys. I got to go. All right, see you later. Me and Jay can talk about food and hand jobs for the next fucking 2 hours.
Skin tag conversation. I checked out, dude.
What's the girl, Amy's friend, the big girl, blonde.
Bridget Everett.
She asked me
to
do.
I love her.
She goes, I want you to do this thing for my my special on Comedy Central where I play a gyno, and I'm down there and I'm doing all this stuff. So we get in there, I get all my stuff, I get the smock on, I get in there for camera. She goes, listen, there's a skin tag down there. I don't want to hear about it. Just deal with it. So I go down, I took a picture. She let me take a picture of it. It was right by her fucking twat. Just this looked like a little hand.
Why don't you get rid of it?
I don't know. Yeah, tie some dental floss on it or something. You can't tug them off.
What is
you'll
a skin
bleed out.
Tag, though? What
you
is
won't
it?
Bleed out.
No, you'll bleed out.
You're not going to bleed out all from a skin tag.
Dude, all skin tags are connected to arteries. Did you know that?
No, but you'll bleed a lot, but you're not going to bleed out.
I don't know what it is.
A skin tag is when chubby people, their skin rubs together and forms a butter. No, I'm kidding.
But I hate it.
What is a skin tag?
It's not even, doesn't have to be necessarily fat people. It's people, if you wear like people who are like chains or necklaces get them sometimes, it's just from like irritation of the skin.
Like a keloid.
Like, sort of, but it's more just like a little kind of flappy like piece of skin. You never seen it on anybody before?
Why don't you show them one?
I don't have any.
Really? I'm going to take one. I got one on the right side of my ass nut. Right where my...
I'm good.
Yeah, what are they, Michael? Skin tags are more common among people with diabetes as well as people who are... overweight or obese. Shit.
Why are we looking at this?
I know.
Let's not look at this.
Trying to educate me. I didn't
this isn't fun.
This
it's going
to
bum me out.
It's friction... it's friction created by skin rubbing against skin.
Mm.
Ugh. A side effect of being overweight is what causes skin tags in certain people and explains why skin tags often grow in body folds.
I've never been more happy to announce I don't have one before I saw exactly what they're from.
If one of you fucking twats don't write body folds down, I will stab you with your big pen. What do you want to name the podcast? What was that thing? I don't know. What was it? Body folds.
Didn't you get a bunch of like age things start smacking you and things I've never had before? I'm currently dealing with. I either have my first ever hemorrhoid, or there's a hard marble in my asshole.
Buddy, that's not. Listen, bro. That's
maybe
not
it's
good.
A tumor.
Can you type in hard marble in asshole?
Please.
Just exact on that.
You know what's so
hard
funny when you
marble in asshole.
Right,
you Google shit like that is because someone else has searched that same thing. That's why it comes right up.
Oh, there's some other fucking asshole in Montgomery, Alabama. Hard marble in asshole. I'm worried about a small lump in my
That's
anus.
On. That's on, though. I'm talking about in.
Yeah. Can you capitalize in?
Pea-sized lump.
Pea-sized. Where's that?
I see that down there on the bottom.
Pea-sized lump. No, right down the bottom there. There you go. Lump around anal hole. Yours is in, dude. If you think you have a medical emergency, blah, blah, blah. Proven, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not it. Blah, 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 blah.
Why are we doing this? This is
I would just
suck.
Dude, I hope if you have cancer. I have to call Dice and say, hey, I'm not going on the tour. I got a lump in my asshole. Oh. I just saw nothing. All right, good for you.
I can't even listen. That was more sad.
If I do an act out, you laugh, even if it's not funny.
Okay, got it. Yeah, all right? Got it. Cool.
Thank fucking Christ. Read it out loud there, Michael.
Hello, I have the following problem. It's a fairly small lump, about pea-sized. It's not particularly painful, but if I press on it, there is a little bit of pain.
Is that what?
Nothing severe at all. It's around the hole of the anus. I first noticed it maybe a week and a half ago. At first, I couldn't locate it again, so I forgot all about it.
Not me.
But earlier today, I came across it again.
There it is.
It's not particularly hard. It's not exactly soft either, and it isn't really prone to moving around too much. I think the first thing
we should stop for 1 second. What is Gabby doing?
Checking her asshole for pea size. She's fingering her own asshole, seeing if she has it. Guys, I got it. Need a second opinion.
What registered with her when she got up?
I'm all good.
She's like, spit on your finger and check me.
I don't know what she was doing. Why were you doing magic?
I was trying to look for the bomb Dana.
Oh, okay.
It's not there. We're not going
to use it. It's not there. Well, I would love to use it, but where is it? Did somebody steal it? Where is it?
Zach, it's not in the cup.
Zach, it's not in the cup. So what did the doctor say?
That's what I was trying to find.
Really?
He didn't go to the doctor. That's why he wrote it on the internet like that. He was hoping some other asshole.
But usually doctors reply.
Yeah.
After. Jesus Christ, you're so negative.
He doesn't even have a follow-up. He died.
I feel like you're a gang member instead of a comic.
Dude, I wish I would have died in some gang shit if this is what I got to look forward to getting older. Shit.
You're so fucking angry.
None of my homies that died and got murals on the wall have to worry about any of this shit.
It's true.
I'm calling Dr.
Forever
Steve.
Forever young.
Call Dr. Steve right now.
Thank you.
Old school way.
Thanks.
Phone up to Mike.
Yeah.
I hope he has only good information.
Well, I'm going to get my skin tag removed next week.
Just cut him off with nail clippers, bro.
Yeah. No.
Hello?
Hey, man.
Hey, Steve. You're live on YKWD. I need your help.
Oh, okay. Well,
Real quick.
He's with a patient.
Yeah, let me move to a place where I can talk.
Let me put this heart back in the cooler.
Let me put this dead lady's hand down.
All right, what you got?
All right.
I locked myself in the bathroom at the cancer center.
Oh, just smelling cancer shits?
Can't deal with it anymore.
Just a bunch of bald people.
I can evacuate my bowels while I'm talking to you.
Oh, please. Oh, nice.
Especially while we're here.
Take a nice, healthy doctor shit.
Absolutely.
Hey, okay, two things. Skin tags. Now, if you get a skin tag on the right side near your asshole, what is that?
Oh, okay. If it's near your asshole, it's most likely an old hemorrhoid. Because we don't tend to develop skin tags in that area unless they're old hemorrhoidal tissue. So what happens is you get a hemorrhoid is a varicose vein of the asshole.
Yeah.
And some of these things will kind of bloop out to the outside, and as they scar down...
Bloop?
Did you use the word bloop?
Yeah, it's a medical term. It's a medical term.
Yeah, I'm...
No, just checking.
Okay, they protrude.
It's from the Latin bloopless.
They have a pedunculated skull.
I like bloop. What if it's...
And then as the vein sort of scars down, it'll leave a skin tag there.
Okay.
So that's usually what that is.
Okay, now, you can't just rip skin tags off, right?
I would advise against it, although the way we remove skin tags is kind of ripping
them
off.
We just rip them off.
What we'll do is we'll sterilize the area.
Yeah.
And then witch hazel. Forceps.
Forceps. Nail clippers.
On the skin tag itself, so you pull it up. And then we have surgical scissors that are razor sharp. And you kind of bend the thing over one of the blades of the scissors to very quickly cut off the blood supply, and then you snip it. It takes however long it takes to snip it.
Dr. Steve.
When you do it That way, it doesn't bleed very much, and it will heal without a scar.
Dr. Steve.
Yes.
Let's just say you're like, you know, like a train jumping hobo and you don't have time to find a doctor. Could nail clippers do the same function?
Okay, I did that on myself because I don't take my own advice until, you know, I tell people go to the doctor and have this done because we can do it properly. So I had these nail clippers and I had one in my inguinal region, a.k.a. my groin. And I don't recommend it. It's not because I got halfway through and I went, oh, shit, this is a mistake. And then I had to finish, and it was extremely painful. Those things aren't sharp enough, and you can't do it quick enough to do it painlessly.
Now, what if I had a bushcraft knife?
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
You know, use the right tool for the job. You know, the right tool for this is surgical scissors.
So you're saying left-handed scissors and a right hand.
Now, I've had people, use dental floss and tie them off.
Yeah.
And that'll work. That totally works. The problem is you've got a dead skin tag hanging off your stupid neck.
And you have a wife that's throwing up in the fucking garbage because she had to hold the skin tag while you tied it.
Can I ask about my
yes, this is the main problem we need to ask. I hope you have some more poo in your gut to let out because Big J has a hard pea-like lump in his asshole, and in his asshole.
Never felt it before, but I just so you know, Dr. Steve, I'm really like to pay attention to cleanliness, and in the shower, I will about half index finger my asshole.
Half?
And in there.
You're not alone. A lot of people do that.
Yeah. You're talking second knuckle? Second knuckle?
Second knuckle for sure. And in there on the... my left, your right hand side.
I bet your asshole looks like the end of an elephant trunk.
Nope, it's okay, I'm telling you. I take a lot of good care of it. Inside, I felt like a little hard. It hurts a little if you push it, not terrible, but I've never felt that before.
It's hard.
Yeah, okay. So that is most likely a thrombosed hemorrhoid. In other words, you had a hemorrhoid there, and now it's clotted off and it's become hard. The thing is, you can't tell without visualizing the damn thing. So what you're going to want to do is go to your primary care provider, and they should have a thing called an anoscope. And what an anoscope is, it's a funnel. It's a metal funnel with a slot in it, and you shove this thing up the person's asshole, and then you pull the little slot out, and the rectal tissue will kind of fold into the slot, and then you can turn this thing around 360 degrees and see the complete inside of the anus.
Okay, writing this down.
I'm going to cry.
It's like, it would be as if Bobby, funnel. It's about the width of Bobby's finger, so it'd be like if Bobby shoved his finger up.
I'm okay with that. That's fine.
It's about that bad.
I've been there.
It's no worse.
Okay. Now, if I have one of those at my house, can I let him borrow my anal slot?
Yes. You can, as long as you clean it, he could use your anoscope.
Yeah, because I sold those as merch around 3 years ago in Canada on the Canadian tour. My anal slots.
That's hilarious. I could actually get you some anoscopes that you could give out.
Dude, can I please have some? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm not even kidding.
Can I do,
that would be hilarious.
Can I do it to Jay?
I wouldn't recommend
against
that.
Doctor's
it's
orders,
really
obviously.
To do it, but I can do it to him.
Dr. Steve, if I gape enough and I can get nail clippers up there, would you suggest nail clippers this thing off? I have a first aid kit. It's just a bunch of Band-Aids and nail clippers.
I love the word gape.
If I could really relax enough to get a whole set of nail clippers up there. I'm not a travel size. Legit nail clippers.
You could just look at it. You wouldn't need the anus.
Use the toilet paper roll to hold it open.
All right. So he needs to go to the doctors. I need to go to the doctors to get him. Okay. Yeah. Because I don't want my. And if you lose weight, then I won't have any more skin tags, right?
Most skin tags show up in folds. Yeah. So if you don't have a fold, you're going to have fewer skin tags. And if you lose weight, you'll have fewer folds. So that follows. Most of these things are genetic, though. I've seen people with just like hundreds of them on their neck.
But doesn't losing the fold just exposes the skin tags, right?
It's like maybe. But and it's that kind of skin is more susceptible.
Looking like that old lady cat on cats.
Keep your folds and your skin tags, or lose the weight and get your skin tags removed. Dr. Steve, this thing in my butthole. Do you if once they funnel my asshole, I'm okay with all that. Once they funnel my asshole, the treatment would be what? Just kind of leave it alone, it'll go away? I put Preparation H up my asshole today.
Yeah, if it's just a scarred down hemorrhoid, they can just leave it alone.
Nice.
If it's not painful and it's not bleeding, you don't have to do anything to it. But they need to confirm that's what it is.
Buttes.
Because it could be cancer.
Well, it could be a, you know, it could be a wart or something. You know,
M&M, maybe.
Now, here's a problem. Dr. Steve, here's a problem. What if my primary care physician just got indicted on accepting bribes to send people to certain medical labs?
Sounds like a good egg.
Yeah, she's doing all right. Well, don't go to a Latina woman doctor.
That sees people in her apartment.
Skin tags.
She's in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, her kid's in the waiting room because it's her living room. Poppy, put it down. Okay, come on in. All right, Steve.
I forgot my anal funnel. Hector, bring Mama the anal funnel.
But I'm playing with it, Mommy. You said I could play with it.
Bring Madre.
See? All right, Dr. Steve, thank you so much.
I'm fine, Dr. Steve.
All right, my friends. All right. Weird Medicine on Riotcast.
Weird Medicine, one of my favorite shows on Riotcast. Go check it out. The great Dr. Steve, everybody. Take it easy,
buddy.
Why are
you doing the hand jerk-off signal?
What's that?
No.
You know, visuals don't work on radio.
I don't know if it's
good having a doctor on call like that. It's just like, that's like human WebMD. You're going to get the worst. He goes, all those things, or just could be straight up cancer.
And I've also never.
Same thing that the WebMD tells you. Oh, chronic headaches? Like, you're probably not drinking enough water, or full blown cancer.
Well, you're right about that because I call him a lot. About shit, and I've learned there's certain things I'm just gonna have to take the hit on.
But I've never heard you call him and him not answer either. That's the scary part.
Well, because we're very close friends. We're friends other than me calling him for that stuff, and of course the podcast. He's been to my house for Thanksgiving. I know his family, his kids.
Have you ever been to his office?
I've been to his house,
but not his office.
Well,
you're not even sure if he's really a doctor.
His office is a hospital. He works at a hospice, so he doesn't have like a. He has an office in there, but
a hospice. That's only people who are dying.
Yeah, he's the worst kind of doctor.
He went into some fuck. Yeah,
they put him at the end of the line when you can't save anybody's life. Steve, listen, you're a pretty shitty doctor, so just keep these people comfortable till they die.
Just hold them on.
Cut their skin tags off. Finger their buttholes with funnels.
Yeah, put some stuff on their fungi. Toenails.
I love give him belly kisses. Whatever it takes. Just send him towards the light.
You have to understand, though, that when we're talking about this, Gabby's face, she doesn't understand what she's in for.
I didn't like a second of it.
She is so in like clean body. Like, I remember just not even knowing about this stuff, like warts or hemorrhoids or skin tags. It's definitely an old thing.
It's age.
It's an age thing. But when you're in your 20s, to see a skin tag on a guy, would you throw up
right on it? And throw up on the skin tag.
No, you wouldn't. I don't think you would. They're really not skin tags. Do you have pictures of them? No. Like, I guess they can get gross, but for the most part, like my dad always had one like on his neck right here, but it was nothing like.
They're pretty gross.
I mean, I wouldn't want to grab it.
I saw some in a hot tub in Atlantic City, and that was a mistake.
Floating?
These are gross.
Oh my God. Stuff like that. Yeah.
That's a better. The one, two, three. The fourth picture over from the left on the top row is kind of like what I've. See, some of these are pretty gross.
Yeah. Skin tags. Listen, there's one there on the asshole right there.
Oh, those are just moles.
No, those are skin tags.
The ones, like the third one. Yeah, my grandma's got that on her face.
Yeah, those are skin tags.
Okay.
Yeah, those are skin tags.
So
yeah.
What is my grandmother doing with her face?
Just folding her. Your mom's a Sharpay.
So if you that look, the one, see the one, see the one over to the right there.
I can't even.
The
look
bottom
at this.
Row. Scroll down a little bit. The bottom. Put your hand up to the next row.
So you're
the middle row.
Flowers.
All the way over the fourth one. See that one right there?
Yeah.
That's the one that I saw in Bridget's thigh. Like that. Wasn't okay. That? It looks like a little hand. You know. I got them. I know people with them all over their neck, like that neck stuff. That's pretty gross because it looks like little bugs on their necks.
Like Morgan Freeman's face.
Yeah, it's.
My girl's got some of those in her armpits and she won't let me pull them.
Fucking throw up.
Gabby's about to go behind the curtain again. I don't know if she's puking or masturbating.
Oh, look at this one on her eye. Look at the one. If I saw that, I would.
She must have been Asian.
Oh, it's like octopus eyes.
Imagine dating her and having to go, look. Look, you need it. Look, that wasn't there when I met you.
If you lost weight in your eyes.
Yeah, like if she has that, but she gives amazing head.
I mean, wear an eye patch, but...
Just keep your eye open. Just keep that fucking eye open.
Or when she opens and closes her eye, it catches your pubes underneath the thing and she yanks them out.
No, when she's blowing you, you can feel like a little fan.
You keep hearing like... What the fuck is that? You might want to turn off your AC. It's making my skin tag flap.
No, he was kidding about the AC. He was kidding about the AC.
Turn the AC on more.
We're doing work stuff.
All right, cool. Sorry.
Please, go. Please, cut
Mike, Mike sometimes, whoever's in that seat, Mike, you turn the AC off. I gotta relax. All right, scroll down a little bit. Is that a tit or is that a skin tag?
That's an affected skin tag on a nipple.
Man, motherfucker. Skin tags are gross. My wife hates them. She hates them.
Yeah.
I got a couple under my armpit since I became big. I got a couple, but my grandmother had some on my Italian side. That's what I'm worried about, that it's hereditary,
yeah.
That I'm just going to have them forever. You know what I mean?
You know what's crazy? I pick at so much stuff that they probably just aren't growing on me because I scratch them off when they start.
Yeah, you can't pick them because there's blood feeds them.
It's crazy.
Blood, that's
nail
how they get
nail
bigger.
Clippers, dude.
Hmm? You can't, please don't, I don't, anybody listen to this, please, I do not condone using nail clippers.
Listen, if you're going to, though, like, you know, take a lighter and burn the end of it
for
a
second. Yeah, burn it first, yeah.
That is not sterile. Listen.
Oh, okay, well, neither was Rambo 3 when he saw the, he heated up his knife and put it into the bullet wound. But he was able to defeat the Russians. He helped Afghanistan the way we love doing.
Yeah. His good friend's Al Qaeda.
It was good.
It literally thanks Al Qaeda at the end of Rambo 3.
Really?
Yeah.
In the credits?
Yeah.
I gotta watch that.
He was helping Al Qaeda against the Russians.
Was he really?
That's the story of Rambo 3.
I forgot all about that.
He goes and helps Al Qaeda against the stupid Russians.
That's kind of the truth.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we did. We gave them all their weapons.
I gotta see like a real.
And then they fucking, then they started taking us out, motherfuckers. Goddamn Russians can't finish a job. Mm-hmm. I got into a big fight with my wife this morning. Let me ask you, you got kids?
Yeah.
You got kids, right? You got one, just one, right? It's. First of all, I have to say this. Gabby, you're the best. And
thanks.
Your family's the shit. We went to Bon Jovi the other night. This kid fucking lost his mind.
He was so cute.
But it was cool because...
Really?
Your kid.
Yeah. Gabby got me and Max backstage. Literally just came out, grabbed us, brought us to the VIP at Madison Square Garden. But brought us into right stage left, the little spot. There was a chair because I had to put him on my neck. I knew he was going to want to be on my shoulders.
Skin tag.
And I more than a skin tag. Around 20 minutes in, he was just kind of staring at the stage. And I'm like, what? Like, there's something wrong. And I was like, did you poop? He's like, yeah.
Oh,
I'm like, fuck.
God.
So before I'm leaving, Dawn goes, here, take these little underwear. I'm going to take a fucking kid underwear to a concert. She's like, take the underwear, put them in your pocket. I'm like, all right, I'm going to throw him on stage. Halfway through the fucking, I'm throwing right at...
If he doesn't use them?
Right at Jovi, I'm throwing little kid underwear with fucking fire
I'll
engines on it.
I'll be there for you.
Then he holds him up. He smells him. Woo! Tries to joke. Then he realizes the kid underwear.
He ties him around. I want to thank whoever out there threw up this fire engines and ladders underwear.
Because we're hot. Jersey and we love firefighters. Because they're American and they fight the fires for us. Everybody with me now. I'm a cowboy.
These little underwear for all the first responders out there who came out and did their job and helped in 9/11.
Never forget.
This is what we're fighting for. Bring our boys home.
He puts them in his back pocket.
His tiger tails it. Puts it in there.
Like Bruce Springsteen's little bandana. Max's little firefighter underwear. So we're sitting there. I got this kid on my neck now, okay? So now I can smell kid shit. It's just that has that.
Well, it's on your neck.
It's so close to your nose.
So Gabby's fucking brilliant. She's like, let's go. Brings us backstage, father's dressing room. And it was, you know, you walk in and it's all this shit. And, you know, our dressing rooms as comics, there's a couple bottles of water, maybe a chair, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe a stale cheese plate.
Oh, this guy's, this fucking 19 toothbrushes, 7 brands of toothpaste, one from Japan that he liked one time, you know, a toothbrush for his tongue, one for his tooth, one for the other side of his fucking mouth, you know, everything you could ever, like, he probably never even touches this shit, probably goes in and just, you know, is done. But
I steal it all.
It's it, right? Unbelievable.
But not ass wipes.
The rider is no ass wipes. So we're in there and I'm fucking, and he was sitting on my neck for a minute because I wipe it, but then there's the line around the shit that kind of, it formed a foundation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It neck rolled you.
Yeah. So now I know my neck must smell like shit. I'm hoping nobody fucking gives me a hug. You know, Jovi, hey man, or father, hey. So I'm wiping all the shit off his ass. I'm cleaning it. He's being good. I pull out these underwear. I go, I fucking love my wife because she knows. She knows you, mother. She knows he hasn't shit in a couple days. A big one's ready to come out. These are things I don't know. Take these underwear,
stupid. You
got a
several day shit on your neck.
I had a several day shit on my neck.
You'll pay big money for that in Japan.
So I'm wiping his asshole. I'm just rolling it up. I make this ball of, you know, the one on the toilet. Then I take his underwear, I roll it in, and then I roll paper, and I hucked it. I'm like, where do I put this? She goes, just throw it in the trash. I just could smell that kid shit. I just imagine your dad getting off stage like, fucking what a show. That's the shit. All right. You smell kid shit?
Everybody, I'll be right back. I'm going to take my after show dump. Somebody beat me to it.
Just little kid shit underwear in his trash.
Yeah. He's like, oh, they paid attention to my rider. Every city I go to, they leave out a kid full shit. Kid shit underwear. That's the what do they say with the no green M&Ms? Yeah, the rider. Yeah. Just making sure you're paying attention.
So when we go back out, he's a different person when we go back out too, which was great. It was fuck it. We went up to the VIP seats and back down. All he wanted was her, by the way. Your kid doing, you know.
You just ruined concerts for this kid.
Well, he was fucking.
Concerts,
I mean,
make me shit.
Look, man, he flipped out. Jovi gave him a pound. He was on my shoulders and he walks by and I put his hand out and Jovi looked up and gave him a little. I got video of it. Lost his fucking mind.
Uh-huh.
But he loves Jovi, dude. Like, I'm not kidding.
So does he get the music?
Before we even met Gabby, he would sit there and just listen to Jovi all the time. And he knows the songs.
Yeah, he knows Jovi.
He loves
like
music,
right?
Man.
No, I got that, but it's almost like, where does like a little kid come across it? My daughter the other day, she's 15,
playing the drums.
She called that Steely Dan the other day, and I was like, good for you. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I thought you never listened.
Kids, I play the drums. And he plays the drums.
Sure.
And I play that dom, dom, dum, gal. And I would play that all the time. Because Jovi, like AC/DC, if you're a new drummer, you can play it. You can pretty much play it. It's not like the Foo Fighters.
Suck on that, Tico Torres.
Yeah, I love that.
You're just sitting back there collecting a free chick, you goofy idiot. You heard it here first. Children can play your music while they're shitting in their pants.
That's not what I'm saying. But it's basically what
I'm
saying.
Goofy idiot.
I'm saying it's not Rush. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, no, you're good. I'm just saying you're not playing fucking Neil Peart solos.
Doom, doom, bap, boom, doom, bap, doom, doom, bap. So yeah, it was. So that's where he learned. He loves rock and roll, and he loves rap too. Just you know, before you get carried away.
About to pull my phone out.
Michael Jackson. That's as rap as we get in my house.
All black music's called rap to you. Rap, fucking Al Green,
Smokey Robinson,
yeah, Temptations, hip hop.
But oh my God, I can't tell you. We leave the concert, we're walking out. We went, and then I took him to the donut pub. Me and him, 12 at night, donut pub.
Yeah, it was like a Tuesday.
This is a
Thursday?
Thursday night. Skip school the next day. We're out till 1 a.m. fucking around in Manhattan with my 5-year-old. It was the shit. I've never had. It's exactly what I thought being a dad would be. Mm-hmm. But I know at some point it's all going to turn to shit.
Sure. 8 more years.
Right on your neck.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, my daughter's going on 14, and it's crazy right now.
Yeah, mine's 15. It's horrible.
What? Oh, come on. Is there a way around it? Did you fuck up somewhere?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Is it your fault?
Well, I don't live with her. That doesn't help.
That's pretty much what my situation is.
Doesn't help, but so, I mean, I'm a present dad, you know. I'm like, I see her, like, every week, several times, so it's generally, so...
Wow, you really fucking backed out of that one. I see her all the time, generally, once a week, maybe.
I'm thinking about this week, ultimately, is one time this week, right? It's because I'm traveling, but I see her a bunch. Me and Carla are great, my ex-wife, so she brings her into the city because of my schedule several times a week, which is cool, but still, no, I don't know, you just can't, like... Now it's, like, vaping weed, possibly...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
15?
She got caught drinking this shit. It's like all these. And she is a good kid, but she's just, like, you know, a follower and a dope. Kind of a hitch, not a leader.
So you kind of accepted, like, I'm not insulting you, but you kind of know your daughter has, like, some of your personality, and you're just like, all right, well, you kind of let her run her course because you know you can't stop it.
No. I definitely will get in her ass about it, for sure. No, I fucking, I hate that she's doing that stuff. I try to talk to her. But more than I hate that she's doing it, though, is hating that I'm trying to be in conversations with her. I'm like...
I'm just laughing at you called your daughter a follower and a dope. Yeah. It's just killing me.
I know, on the air, too. She's shit, a follower you're better and a dope. Than me.
Oh, my God.
This isn't going to help.
What do you think? I mean, Mike was with me this weekend.
What do you want her to do?
In San Antonio.
Be like Che? Just...
I gotta have a
revolution.
I gotta have a conversation with her about the jokes I'm gonna tell about her on this Netflix thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have to have a talk with her.
Yeah,
because it's funny. I've been doing them on the road so much. Then you're kind of like, oh, this is gonna be like forever on Netflix. Yeah. And I'm like, they are a little harsh. So we'll see.
See, I got 2 daughters, so I could just tell them I was talking about the other one.
Yeah, just say my daughter.
No, it wasn't you. I was talking about her.
Now your kids are getting in trouble now too.
Yeah. Just one just got caught lying where she was on Friday. Day and you know,
yeah, his kid's doing drugs and being a follower. Your kid's
probably lied. It's probably the same type situation. Like,
she's doing drugs, drinking.
I don't know. I've talked to her about it, but I also take a stance. I know I can't stop her from doing it. You know what I mean? Like, my biggest thing is just give her the information, and then, like, at least you can make some sort of decision. But
yeah, that's kind of the thing I did with her too. And by the way, she's not like doing it. Like, she's not out and about really by herself. She's not. She doesn't have a lot of unaccounted for time.
She's got her eyebrows
tattooed.
Blood in, blood out. But with women, it's different. Yeah. Same thing, blood in.
You have to jump the bitch in. The blood. And you got to munch box your way out.
You got to get your ass checked.
Yeah, you have to go 2 knuckles into your butthole and see if there's a pea-sized marble.
Yeah, you got to get
the chosen one.
See, again, that's why I admire so many of my friends who died and their kids are just growing up fatherless.
Isn't that great? You don't have to worry about
it.
Yeah,
they look
can't
like
do anything
good
about
people.
It.
Good people.
You become an observer.
It's just a picture on the mantle. Hey, he was a good guy.
Oh, my God.
I want that. But I want that.
My
so
daughter
bad.
Said her time's not accounted. Her time's very accounted for. So the stuff she's doing, her thing is like, it's at school or right after school, you know, or like just with friends in that capacity or if they come over.
What
or
is 15? What grade is that?
Freshman in high school.
No, she's in 10th. She's in 10th grade now.
Yeah, oh, sophomore.
So she's a.
And she's I love that I'm literally asking the parent of the child. And she
went, very close to that.
She was like this freshman in high school. And he went, no, it's 10th. And she went, sophomore. But didn't even say she was wrong. She went, sophomore. I stand corrected.
So she's not, and my daughter's not necessarily a bad kid. What I'm most angry about her is I gave her it when I spoke to her and we were trying to get to the bottom of what this vape stuff they found with her friend and all this shit that he said, she said shit's going on. I did call her with like the, hey, listen, like we could figure this out, but you got to like, don't make me look like an asshole when we speak to these other girls' parents and stuff.
Yeah.
Because if I feel like an asshole, I'm going to be more angry. Just tell me what's going on. We'll figure it out. I'm
and
like,
did
look,
she?
And no, she stuck to her guns and then got caught still. And you're like, asshole.
Dude.
I fucking gave you every opportunity to be cool about it. Like, it's infuriating.
Yeah. I was being
cool, Dad.
I just had to tell my daughter. Yeah, I tried the same thing. And I just had to tell her, look, if this is how you're going to play it, cool. I appreciate you keeping your integrity, but keep that same energy when the consequences come around. Like, that was the best way I could threaten her. I was like, hey, I respect your integrity for holding your ground, but there's going to be consequences.
I respect your integrity. You don't rat on the gang.
Exactly. Exactly.
You keep that.
Yeah, there's like
now, that's your real family.
Yeah, yeah. Now. There's a real pride there where you're like, all right.
Not me. You better fucking roll over on those punks. That school's too expensive for you to be doing drugs in the bathroom.
Is she in private school?
Yeah, yeah.
Where?
Manhasset, Long Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Long Island's kind of a... I just was out there yesterday. I mean, I love... It's a weird place. It seems to me like it's just roads, no sidewalks. It's like a highway and a neighborhood, and then there's another highway on the other side of that.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. It's
weird. It's a weird place.
What I find odd, when I moved from Philly to South Jersey when I was 17, I found the suburbs, while feeling safer, like to walk around and do whatever, and like the more sense of like neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
That's where all the
drugs, big drugs.
Yeah, yeah. Like when I was in Philly, like some people in school smoked pot. It wasn't even very like advertised. There were some kids that would drink. You know, they'd go to the woods and drink beers and stuff. Like, you don't remember anybody who had like a real drinking thing or any kind of drug problems in school. As soon as I went to that South Jersey school,
South Jersey,
which was like a beautiful like a school. Like I never went to a school that had like a football field and all that shit. I didn't have those things growing. And then when I went there that one senior year, like four kids died from heroin. My brother ended up doing heroin like for a couple years. Like it's crazy.
How did you?
Like,
I mean. Your dad is a fucking rock star, right? You're around this stuff all the time. How did you not? How did you get a? How did you? Is it your personality? Is it your parents?
We had like a rule, complete honesty. So I got grounded for my entire freshman year for drinking. But then after that, I just had to tell him literally every single thing I did. But he had done all the drugs in the book and told us everything, so we never felt like we had to fucking party our balls off.
See, that's what
we partied with our parents. Like, I would drink the most with my parents.
Really?
Yeah, because they were just infinitely cooler than me.
It is funny that I try to be, like, as open with her to kind of have that. But I think that was the thing with me. My mom, I never felt like my mom, and I never really tested it because I just didn't do much stuff like that when I was young. But I never felt, I think it's because I never felt like if I called my mom and I was like, I feel like at like 15 even, I could have been like, Mom, I tried pot tonight. It was like weird. And I think she would have been like, why did you try? You know, I think it was just like she would talk to me about it.
But that's the thing I'm worried about because I met your parents. They're cool as shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, they can definitely pound them too.
Yeah, they're fucking nuts. they're nuts.
Still a touring rock star.
Literally, high school, there would be parties at my house till like 4 in the morning. And I'd be like, I have to wake up in 2 hours.
You're in the kitchen trying to do your homework.
For a humble education.
And he was like, it's my life, Gabby. And he's like, huh. Go to bed. Boom, boom.
Lay down something simple. That's what I do. Bam, bam, doom, doom, bam, doom, doom, bam.
Tico, can you do that thing you always do in all of our songs? Got it, boss. Tico, wake up. Where you at? Behind a Home Depot. Get back in the studio.
Boom, bam, doom, bam, doom, doom, bam, doom, doom, bam. this is what I'm worried about because you smoke pot. Do you smoke pot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you drink, right?
Not no more.
You sober or you just don't drink?
Just don't drink.
Okay. Me and my wife don't do anything. I'm sober for 30 years. I don't use drugs. I had a problem.
Not since you were your son's age. I did two lines and then I shit on my dad's neck.
That was my rock bottom.
But I don't do anything. So I'm, you know, like your parents drank, you smoke weed. You know, there's a thing where they know what you do.
I try to believe she doesn't, but yeah, she probably knows.
In
you're
high
fooling,
school,
you're fooling
I'm also,
yourself.
I'm also
with that.
Just too. You know, I do the thing with Dan. We do Bonfire with Dan. Like, Dan calls us potheads constantly. And I'm always going like...
Yeah, I mean, look, dude. They must know. I'm sure.
Even just bringing them around your comic friends.
No, that's what it is, too. And she's been like, backstage and stuff I've done. Like,
I mean, you do a podcast called Legion of Skanks.
True. Actually, it was fun. I took her to Saturday Night Live a couple weeks back. And I'm walking. And also, she's 5'11". You know what I mean? So she doesn't look like she's 15,
Yeah.
And we're walking down the hallway, and
she's taller than me.
I go, this is Pete Davidson. And Pete goes, hi, Jay. He goes, you want to go smoke pot in my dressing room? I go, Pete, this is my daughter Isabella. He goes, oh. He goes, your father never smokes pot ever. He doesn't do it. And I'm like, thanks, Pete.
But I'm not going to lie to you. I appreciate that, because what it did for me was it showed my daughter I'm a human being.
Yeah.
And like, she opened up way different. When I started bringing her around, like in the summer, I'll bring her around to clubs with me, do spots, and she'll hang out with me and all my friends until the wee hours of the morning. Yeah. And our dynamic changed. Like, it was like she definitely opened up a lot more, because she could see, like, oh, my dad's a human. He's got friends. He's a normal fucking person.
Yeah, I think she definitely likes the world of that stuff when she does come around. But there is, I don't know like what she knows for sure or not.
I'm a little nervous because, like, I know that. Like, I'm in the backyard, and I build stuff all the time. I use tools. I teach myself how to do stuff. You know, we just built him a zip line platform, all this out of wood that I had, scraps, and he helped build it. And, you know, he sees me do that stuff all the time, and he's like, let me do it with you. So I'm like, cool, and he likes that stuff. But now I think I'm going to start... I want to start fake reading books in a chair. Just sit. I just want to sit there.
Dad, it's upside down.
Yeah, just, you know what I mean. So maybe that he'll be like, I want to read books too, even though he can't read. I just want to imprint that on him. Just Dad.
I hope you get lost in this character.
you just constantly keep saying in your head, call me Ahab. Yeah. Call me Ahab. Shit.
Like he looks
call
over.
Call me Ahab.
He sees me reading a book, and then an hour later, I'm just making bread. You know what I mean? Like Tom Papa.
You want to become Amish? Max, now we will be making butter.
And then I'm just doing calligraphy.
He's going to turn into a housewife.
Crochet.
You want to turn him into a founding father.
I worry that, you know, look, I hope that him not be having drugs or booze in the house, we never do it. My wife smokes a cigarette twice a day, maybe.
Yeah.
I smoke cigars, but I never smoke in front of him. He's never seen me light one or put one in my mouth. So he knows the cigar. I have a humidor, like a store in my office. So I'm just worried. I'm hoping that he doesn't one day just lose his mind with drugs and alcohol because he's never been exposed.
You know what,
to
I'll be honest? I don't think there's any formula for it at all, because for what happened with me, it also depends on how they view you. I think I didn't smoke pot till I was an adult, well into being an adult, actually. Late 20s, I'd almost say, is when I started smoking with any kind of regularity. But I smoked a little bit in my early and mid-20s, but very, like, you know, like weekends if everybody else was and stuff.
Yeah.
But the reason I think I didn't was very young, I'd catch my dad smoking pot a lot. But my dad being, like, not a good dad at all, like, not, like, abusive, but just, like, a deadbeat dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think in doing that, like, he'd pick me up for, like, you know, the weekend once in a while, and he'd be driving and smoking pot, like, in the car. And at, like, 6, 7 years old, giving me this speech, you know, it's like, I'd rather you do this when you get older because, you know, this is from the earth and all that bullshit.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't want to get
and
caught
just like,
much.
And then he would, like, you know, not show up for several weeks, and you're like, oh, I kind of just correlated those two things, maybe. I'm like, you're a bum if you fucking do that shit.
Are you ever going to – this is a question. This is something that's going to be weird because I'm not going to do it with my kid, but you guys can. Are you ever going to smoke weed or drink with your kid? And I want to ask you something. Has your dad ever smoked weed with you or drank with you? He drank with you.
Since.
Did he smoke weed with you?
Yeah, my whole life.
Wow. When? What was the age?
I don't know if I could say that on air.
What? Why? It was early. It was
statutes of limitation is over.
4 years
no,
old.
No, see, we partied a lot when we were kids.
I don't
kids.
Want you to say anything that you don't want to say. I'm not that guy. So
yeah.
Think of what you're saying before you say it.
Exactly. But we partied a lot, like,
in high school, we were fucking nuts. Yeah, I started smoking weed when I was 13.
Wow.
But time I got to college, I was like, it was all old hat. I barely fucking partied anymore. Like, I got it out of my system with my parents and with my friends and, you know, the crazy shit we experienced.
It's
and
you. But it's you. It's not. It probably has to do with the personality of the human being.
I was
not
off.
The environment that they're in.
I was off throughout all of my 20s, and I kind of picked it up last year. Like weed? Yeah.
Really?
So all throughout my 20s, I had really, really bad anxiety. I met a woman last year who let me know, like, no, you have post-traumatic stress disorder from the way you grew up, and it's like it's bringing on your anxiety. Dude, and she put me to a new.
Can I say something to you? I just found out that I had that.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't
want to believe it either.
A lot of people have it.
Like, I don't. My black ghetto-ness won't allow me to accept my gluten allergy. None of that shit. It's just like, you feel like a pussy admitting any of this shit. Like, I just realized that my barber is my fucking therapist. Like, you know how they say black people don't go to therapy? No, the barber. That's why there's so many fucking barbershops in the hood and everybody goes every fucking week.
Oh, and there's afros.
Yeah.
Also,
yo, Antoine, yeah, I got a pea-sized lump in my butthole.
Let me see it. Put it up.
Yo, you be fingering your own doo-doo hole?
No.
Nah, man, I was just in there, I felt a little something in there. What am I going to do? Go to the doctor?
Yo, Jerome, can you nip off some of these skin tags for me in my armpit?
You just got to grab it and kind of lay it over one blade. Dr. Steve told me.
Who? That white boy?
Dr. Steve.
Who works with those old dead white women? That motherfucker don't know shit.
Talk to a motherfucker named Dr. Steve.
Yo, get that number one blade and snip off this tag on my neck.
Fade me a one into a two, and then if you just go a zero on the skin
get
tag.
Get all of that off of it.
But this is a funny thing that I've never understood until recently with my therapist. I have post-traumatic stress. You hear that, and you're like, Vietnam vet,
sure.
Iraq vet, you know, war guy. But growing up with abuse, mental and physical,
oh yeah,
I've had it my whole life. So now it's almost like when you hear that you have something's wrong with you, it's not your fault. The anxiety, my anxiety turns into fuck you. When I'm anxious and I got a lot of shit and people are fucking with me, I'm like a trapped rat. I'm like, I'll kill everybody.
Right.
I will fucking murder. Because that's what happened to me. When I was a kid, this guy would come at me, or kids at school, and I had all these people attacking me mentally where I thought I was going to die. And I had nobody to go, I got you. I had nobody to grab me and go, I got you. You're okay. I love you. Nobody's going to hurt you. It was so bad that I thought I was going to die, to the point where I just went, fuck you, right, and attacked, and it worked.
But that happens for all of us. That's like when you're a kid, at least where I grew up, you can't come home after like losing a fight crying. You have to go back outside. Right. So like that, no one's here to coddle you anymore. That goes away at like 8, 9.
Right.
And then once you get to like 16 and you're like burying your friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, by 18, I had friends that died, like, violent, like, at the hands of other grown men over street shit. And it was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Now, when I think about it, I'm like, how the fuck did I mentally block all of that shit out? You know what I mean?
North Philly?
To just move forward.
Really,
Southwest.
He really trumped my shit. I got called stupid and a faggot, and I was fucking.
Right.
People die
like,
from men.
I got a friend that just came home. I mean, he just did 12 years, and we were in the gym together working out, and we got high and worked out, and we're sitting here realizing, like, holy shit, dude, we were all just waiting to die, and it didn't happen, and then we're like, what the fuck? Like, that's, I talk about that now. Like I'm
funny,
ill,
dude,
prepared to not be dead.
I've been waiting to die my whole life.
Right.
And now every time, it's weird because I say that when I got out of rehab, I was like, I got out of rehab, year and a half sober, out of rehab, go back to my mom's house. I was sitting there waiting to die. I knew that I was going to die because what happens after this?
Right.
When I got married, I was waiting to die. When I had the kid and I moved up, I was waiting to die because it's always been bad. It's always been fucked up. Bad shit has always happened. So when this good stuff happens, it's going to end tragically.
Right, right.
And I'm always, and then the anxiety comes into this shit fucking business, and you're supposed to deal with your success, your failures, the constant rejection, 90% rejection, and then you look at other people's success, and none of it makes sense, and you have to... you have to have confidence. You have to be the shit, but you don't want to be a dickhead. There's so much psychological shit that goes into living in this world.
Yeah.
Right? Now, add social media on that.
Yeah.
I was fucking losing my mind. Well, losing my mind.
Do you have the... I have that a lot whenever I get good news or something good. I mean, as trivial as... the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
Like, when it's over, you're like, was that God's last little gift to me? Because I'm a like, he's like, well, you got to see it before. I'm telling you, so when we lost,
when the Patriots lost, I felt good.
Right.
I was like, good, because I don't need to live with this now. Yeah. They lost. I knew they were going to lose. Fuck you. I didn't deserve it. You know?
Yeah,
good.
You know what's
I'm
funny?
Right.
That's how it's supposed to feel. Yeah,
I actually was okay with it.
Philly wins, you find a lump in your butthole, and it's like, oh, Jesus.
But no, it is interesting.
Philly lump?
I have a question. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
So, and you're married, Bobby. When you have stress from things, and you said that, does that manifest? Like, I haven't not been fighting with Christine since I've found out, I'm doing, the Netflix
when
thing. We've been fighting... straight through.
Because of your... this is why. I'm telling you, man, and I've relieved some of it in the last couple months, but I was... there was so much stress in my life with this podcast, the transition of old people to new people, how that happened, which I couldn't control. I couldn't control the lies or the truths. I couldn't... I'm sitting there going, I know things. I know what... but I, and people, and it's like, fuck... and then new people where it's like, who are you? And then my life at home. And then the show got canceled. So I'm sitting and going to Upfronts for 2 years, you know, and all of a sudden other people are like, hey, I'm going to Upfronts. Are you going? And I'm like, eh, you know, and I got to go back to auditioning and going. And now I'm on the road. And it's like, you know, you sell great and you sell bad. And then there's people that are just every week they have to put sold out. Hey, if it's sold out, you don't need to promote it. Right. How's that sound?
That's there.
Stop
just
putting
fuck
sold
with
out, fuckface.
Yeah, it's right there in the comments.
Sold out shows.
Fucking with everything me. Sold out. I wanted to let you know. See ya.
Yeah.
What? Fuck off. You know what I mean? And you get that. And yes. So even this morning, dude, it's better. But my wife this morning, we had a talk with my kid last night because... okay, he wanted a zip line. So we got him a zip line for the birthday. I put it in before. I said, this is one of your presents. I'm putting it in because it's going to take, you know, whatever, some time to put in. So now it's in. He's got a fucking zip line, a pirate ship. I built them. You know, he's got everything. You've been in the backyard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now my wife goes, I'm going to Toys R Us because they're going out of business. She buys fucking like 10 things. I mean, big things. And then he comes home, and she gives them all to him. It was a fuck up. She lost her mind. I've done it.
It's mom shit, though, generally, though. I said,
not usually with her, though. She's fucking right
on
point.
Are you about to say, like, your ego kind of got a little hurt because it came from her instead of you?
Nope, not at all. But I said to her last night, I go, listen, we fucked up in the last week. It's his birthday coming up. We don't want a spoiled kid. We don't want a piece of shit.
Right.
And
that's what I thought I was gonna be. Yeah,
and we fucked up. We gave him too much. We fucked up. Now it's time to he has to earn shit. Like we have this thing where it's like, dude, that iPad you have will be taken the fuck away if you don't do good in school. If you don't listen, shit gets taken away, and you get to earn a zip line. You earn a karaoke machine. You earn you want a karaoke machine? 2 weeks, good at school. Bang, and then you get it, and it works with him because my kid's very—he's very intelligent and he's very creative, and he does—you know—he goes off. He doesn't want to. The teachers are kind of slow for him sometimes.
Well, that's good for you. And, no, my kid does something, and it's just like, hey,
but
because I don't have any money.
Well, here's the thing: I'm not rich at all either. But you know, these things that we get him. So I told him last night. I go, we need to put it in check. We need to start saying, you know, tonight he has this thing. He's got to listen and pay attention, or he's going to lose things. And she's like, great. So this morning, I'm trying to bring that conversation up with him, you know, because he's kind of being a little twat, but he's getting dressed. And I'm like, Max, all these things that you got are because you were good and you listen to mommy and daddy and you listen to your teachers and your coaches. These get taken away if you don't listen, if you don't behave yourself. and I'm trying to bring it up, and she's cut me off. She cut me off, like, in the middle of my little pep talk. And that bugs me.
Yeah.
Because my pep talks, you know, they come out of me. I give a good pep talk.
It's fucking up your stream of consciousness. Yeah.
Right, yeah, right.
She's heckling.
Parenting is a game of inches. And you gotta be willing to fight for that inch. That's the difference between living and dying. I can't do it for you, baby. I'm too old.
So she's, I let her cut me off once, right? And then I get into a couple minutes later, we get into another little thing, and I'm in this flow again, this nice little talk. And he's listening. She cuts. She goes, Max. And she goes off on a tangent on her own thing. And I'm like, I'm fucking like, you fucking. and he leaves. I go, what are you fucking cut me off for? What the fuck? It's two times you fucking cut me off. She goes, oh, really? You're going to talk to me? And I'm talking to her like she's you. Or like,
I've been in a lot of fights with Christine about cutting me off. And I had to say this. I go, and there's this and that. And then she'll start talking. I go, no, you fucking go. Right. You go then. What's so important? And then she's like, well, no, I don't want to say it. And then we just go back and forth. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
And you say, like, shut up. And then she then shuts up for the rest of the time. I'm never going to talk to you again. Like,
that's not what I fucking meant. I meant realize what you did wrong.
They'll
and then say sorry.
Yeah. Never realize. You can't. Always have to find another way. Why are you yelling? All right. How would you recommend I get your attention? You know what I mean? Like, whatever.
Dude, because this is what you're worried about, too. It feels good to, your anxiety is pummeling. It's coming down on you all times. I don't get weed. I don't get to use anything, which kills me. If I could take a pill or some weed to release my fucking anxiety.
You could exercise.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe a long job,
actually.
I'm going to throw up. Hang on. That really hit me right in the fucking kidney. Right in my fat gut. I've never been hit with the truth.
You get home surgery. You get home surgery your skin tags. That's the cutting of the 40s. Instead of just cutting yourself for pain, you're cut off your skin tag. I feel the release. It's the only way I can feel is if I cut off skin tags. You start freaking out. I'm out of skin tags. I better start rubbing my tit against my belly.
He's making skin tags. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to fuck up your stream of consciousness.
Nah, dude. You fucking absolutely, you really hit me. I've never been speechless on this show ever.
You know what?
He literally said it with the cunt tone, too. He literally went, you could work out.
But there was also concern.
It was genuine.
When I had anxiety where I was going to the hospital for a month saying I was having a heart attack, and they were like, you're fine, you're fine. It was crippling. It was crippling anxiety. It was terrifying. I was very scared. And Justin Silver was like, you know, exercise really helps. And then the
Buddy,
doctor was
get
like,
a dog.
You know, exercise helps. And I go, there's got to be a pill for this. That's what I did. I went on Lexapro for a while. But I will say with the anxiety.
So you didn't go to the gym?
No. No, I did actually. That's why I started doing CrossFit.
CrossFit, fuck.
It was awful. I think I have permanent back damage from that.
Why?
You're not supposed to speed weightlift, it turns out.
You're not supposed to juggle tires.
You're not supposed to jump 6 feet in the air onto a box, you fucking chubby cocksucker.
Juggle tires
really is like the fucking thing. Jump over boxes. Why? It's only an
Ask
hour,
the
man.
The elephant.
Yeah. Lift this rock.
I mean, exercise is just another form of killing yourself anyway. I mean,
it certainly is.
I just had a doctor tell me not. He said, you don't do CrossFit or any of that stuff. I go, no. He goes, don't.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes,
He's right.
He goes, just walk on the treadmill and lift weights. But lift weights regular. That's what he told me to do. But
no, he's absolutely right.
Yeah. It's bad for you.
CrossFit is. I'll tell you, I don't sleep through a night any night ever because of back pain.
Jesus terrible. So you have anxiety and
what is your motivation
injury?
To still be here, man?
There's always another skin tag cut off.
Skin tags, back pain.
Anxiety comes out in depression and rage. It's the way it comes out, and if you can, and it's from. Post-traumatic stress from things that's happened in your life and the way you learned how to deal with it. And if you can just, when it's happening, if you can understand, like this morning when my wife did that and she went, don't you talk to me like you're going to fight me. And I went, I'm sorry. I immediately realized it's stress, anxiety. I was like, as long as you can make it aware that it's fucking what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's almost like, okay, I can now I can, because I don't want to be a pussy to my wife. I don't want to be like my feelings. I told you I used to have that joke in my act, and my therapist was like, I want you to go up to my next time your wife gets you mad, all it is hurt feelings.
Right.
He goes, just say you hurt my feelings. I'm like, what? He's like, next time you get mad at your wife, just say you hurt my feelings. So I had the joke of my act was, she said something. I was like, that hurt. She's like, what? I'm like, that hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings when you do that. She's like, I'm sorry. I wouldn't never hurt you. I'm like, it hurts because it reminds me when I was a kid. And when my stepfather used to hurt my feelings. She's like, all right, faggot. I get it.
Yeah.
I won't do it anymore.
Once they're all the way in, they got you. I'm
worried about that.
I've told Christine when she says that to me, she goes, you act like you're going to fight me. I'm like, if society would accept it, I would. But
you know, Donna tried to fight me once.
No, really?
Yeah, because I had that. I threw chicken at her face by accident once. And I hit her in the cheek, and she literally balled both her fists up, and she went, kid, you fucking cocksucker. Don't ever hit me with anything. And she came at me. I had to hold her down with all my weight.
She calls you kid?
She's like, kid. She kept going, kid, get off me. Kid, I swear. I'm like, stop calling me kid.
You fucking kid. I think it might be sort of hurtful. The one we
anger is hurt feelings.
The one we were in today is definitely rooted off that. It was. I said I'm nervous about doing the half hour thing, and then I saw a commercial we were watching Saturday Night Live. Yeah. And one there you're seeing, of course, like you know Schumer at the height of her success.
Yeah.
And then there was a commercial for. Ali Wong has another Netflix special now where she's pregnant again in the special.
Is that the? That was the same one. That's
another one.
No, and the commercial is essentially her like humping a microphone stand, pregnant. Yeah. And I was like, man, Ali, I'm like, good for her, man. I go another fucking Netflix special, two Netflix specials. Holy shit, man! Like giving her 4 hours twice. I don't know. I don't get it. I wouldn't even say anything. It wasn't really even necessarily attacking her. I think Ali's
funny.
You're
not attacking her, but you just don't understand why you...
Christine goes, she goes, I always thought she was funny when I'd see her around New York. And I go, well, you have the taste of every idiot in the world, I guess. And I'm a comedian, so I judge things a little bit differently than you judge them, Christine. And she's like, wow, why are you judging my taste in comedy? I go, no, I'm saying, you listen, you clearly have the taste of the world, you know, but the world is full of idiots like you. She verbalizes the, like, well, you're hurting my feelings. I'm like, well, good. Yes. I gotta go.
We're all having the same conversations because some of the shit that my lady watches and finds hilarious, I'm just like, why the fuck are you with me? You know what I mean?
Like, you called her.
You know who's a great writer?
Called her an idiot. Oh, shit.
And then he just called us up. What do you call your daughter? A doof.
Yeah, I do talk. By the way, for the record, I do talk to them like this. Yeah, the way I'm telling you.
You feel like you're the smartest guy in the house, right?
Have you ever said this? Have you ever said this?
Yeah,
I've said the smartest guy in the house.
Have you ever said this to your girl? This is where she's working.
I bet I have.
I go. I can fucking do what you do. You can't do what I do.
Yes.
Definitely things like that. I also inform her that her whole world collapses if I walk out that door.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God.
I have said that as well.
I used to feel that way.
I have to give her post-traumatic stress.
I can't say that anymore. I can't do it anymore.
Well, I used to be able to say that when in my 30s, when I was in shape, I could go, I could say that. Now, her life would probably get better. She'd meet a plumber.
Yeah.
Somebody in a union.
Yeah.
with a bigger house.
Yeah. Somebody
a better school district for Max.
Somebody's not heading into night terrors.
Yeah. Someone who doesn't just swirl around all day, all night, because his back hurts.
It's weird.
Flipping things back hurts and then yelling at your comedic taste.
Ow, my back hurts. Your tastes suck.
How many times I say, and I fucking walk in the house and what's in the back? The Kardashians are always fucking. She's like, it's just background noise while I do my computer work. I go, no, you love it. You're the problem with this country. That's why my shows get passed on and these fucking hair boxes are fucking running around. These human fucking fat ass Furbies.
It is amazing though. Who gets that people have gotten special after special after special, right?
Yeah.
The same, it seems like the same, like whoever's giving those out, that's the people they like.
Ali Wong's very funny, but Ali was like, she was one of the first people that Netflix like broke her career. I mean, right. It sent her, that was next level.
Do you want to know
do you think Netflix could break anybody's career?
No, it doesn't.
Can I say one thing?
Uh-huh.
If you put the money in advertising that Netflix does for their specials, and the billboards and the blah, blah, blah. If you took, say you took me, Robbie Pross, said, Robbie Kelly, you're the next one. And they put everything Netflix, like they do with their specials, because their specials, they don't really buy other specials anymore. Yeah. And if they do, they're kind of buried, yeah. right? Mm-hmm.
It just sounds like an recently added.
It's whatever it is. Yeah, it's not, yeah. it's not fuck you, watch this.
Yeah.
If you did that, right, don't you think that they could break a, like I would just fucking, it would go from theaters?
Maybe. It would definitely get you to theaters for sure, but the difference between like breaking like on a huge level
yeah.
or not, I think is you also have to find niche. So it worked really good.
What's
for Tom.
What's her name?
Niche. It broke. It really helped break Tom Segura too. Netflix.
Tom Segura.
But
yeah.
Tom Segura is also networked in with the right people who are helping. So that pumps his numbers up too.
Right.
Ali Wong out of left field because now she's hitting like one. You're getting all women.
Yeah.
All Asian people that give a shit about comedy. Yeah. It's the same Russell Peters. You know what I mean?
But is it?
Yeah,
is
there's
it
so
real?
Much there.
Like, did they really pop or did they just
yes.
pop in our eyes because we pay attention to it?
Absolutely.
But
it's
like, but when you talk to civilians, they don't know all of these people that we know and pay attention to that are that
it depends,
big.
It depends who it is.
My buddy scouts tickets and he called me to be like, hey, this guy, Russell Peters, is he any good? Will he sell tickets? Like, he had no idea who these people are.
Well, you never know. I met a Russian girl at the airport the other day. I was saying, she's like, what were you coming for? When I came back from San Antonio, she's like, what were we doing in San Antonio? She's like, do you live here? I said, yeah. She goes, I was like, I was doing a, I'm a comedian. I was doing a comedy show. She goes, do you know Trevor Noah? Like, that's the first thing she wants to, you know
right.
what I mean? Like, that's that's her person where I'd be like, if you're
that's
asking about stand-up
world.
Comics, or, I'd be like, Trevor Noah is the first name you're pulling
that's
out?
That's her world. Right there. That's who she knows.
Right.
It is weird because, yeah, I mean, look, when I was at my doctor's getting my stress test, he was an Indian dude. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, a stand-up comic. He's like, oh, it sucks because they, you want him to go, oh, yeah, I saw your special. But it's always, do you know somebody more famous?
Right, 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 right.
John
but not only
Mulaney.
That, it's usually
like, snap on my fucking wife because I ain't making it yet. 25 fucking years and I've done that. I've been fucking funnier than all these cocksuckers. And you give me a fucking special. I got 2 hours in the can right now. And I was in Connecticut in a fucking hotel basement murdering. That's why I got stressed. It's post-traumatic. You'll never make it, you fat fuck dumb idiot. Shit, get boom, punch in the face. And I'm 47 and I'm fucking still trying. No, give it to you know,
that's
let's make sure minorities and everybody has their shot.
I honestly convinced myself
so much. He was like, what's going on with the mic?
I've convinced myself that shit isn't real. Like, I've convinced myself, like, oh, we're thinking it's going to be theaters every night. It's never that. It's always going to be Connecticut hotel rooms.
Fuck
and shit
you,
like
not
that.
With
like
me. That. I'm working this next 2 years. I'm out.
Who's doing theaters every night?
I'm
even
fucking
the guys
in
that
it.
You see on TV doing theaters. They're
I'm
still showing up at rooms in Little Italy for stage
I'm out.
Time.
I'm
I don't want to do theaters. I want to do a comedy club, Friday Saturday only.
I'm almost there.
Like, that's
I got
what
that.
I
well, dude, you know what? I got
rid of Sundays.
I got rid of Sundays.
I'm Thursday still.
I got rid of Thursdays this year in certain clubs. I got rid of Thursdays and Sundays. Friday and Saturday, show up day of.
Yeah, no press.
Oh, God. But imagine this, Jay. Imagine this. Imagine showing up Thursday, Friday for a show. Go 3 hours somewhere else for another show on Saturday. One. And then Sunday, do another show. Fly home Monday morning. 3 shows. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Theaters. And then you're home. Just do a tour. 6 months. And then have 6 months off.
With like a check for like...
6 months off.
Five figures, right?
Go and then go to clubs local and just write a new hour.
But you know what happens when your life is like that? So let's say you go
smile.
Do three you do
you
three shows on the weekend,
wife.
Right? You do three shows
more?
On the weekend and say you make
you
30 to
fucking...
50 grand and you come home Monday morning
what?
And your basement's flooded.
No, but you're talking about, I'll tell you what,
what does that mean?
That's the thing, but that's even more like that.
Well, what does that mean? I don't understand what that means.
But those numbers are off, though. I mean, like, those numbers are actually, like, if you're doing theaters like that, like you're going, like, in a bus to another city, to another, you're coming home, you're doing probably more than 50 grand a night.
Yeah.
You're doing okay. Listen to
but
me,
but you're
dude.
Paying for like 19 people.
No. You're not fucking black.
Dude,
I'm a white guy.
I recently thought about that.
I'm bringing two people with me. That's it.
I want to take all of my friends that are just coming home with me. Come on.
Your show costs what your show costs.
Yeah, both of them are going to be less funny than me. I'm not going to worry about fucking...
But that's true. Yeah, you know, there is much minimal expenses. Like, music touring is
ridiculous.
Far more expensive.
Comic is nothing. You show up at the venue. You got to be over at a certain time. You get a mic. You do a sound check.
I mean, you're supposed to bring your like when I went on tour with those bands, even like you hear like they're supposed to bring their own microphones. Yeah. I didn't even know that shit. I'm like,
yeah,
really?
Everything.
Because they asked me, they go, do you have your microphone for when you go do your comedy set? I go, I don't even know what that. Like, what am I, Snoop Dogg? You want to put like a gold, like,
you should have got
right. Yeah. But, and see, you're also from doing so many shitty venues, you can acapella this motherfucker if you need to. Like, I'm you know what you should do? No spotlight.
You should get a microphone with a mitten already attached to it that you slip your hand in.
Yeah.
That's good.
That would be a good opening for a special. You just see the hand slide in the glove on the microphone.
Yeah, you just slide into a gold mitten. Yeah. You see Dice's hand slide on the other side.
Yeah. The fingerless
glove tour. All right. Well, I mean, look, it is what it is. You know, you can't control this business. But the thing that you can control that I've learned is learning about what you have. If you know that it's post-traumatic stress, if you know that it's your anxiety that fucks with you, when you do snap, you can literally go, oh, this is just because I'm stressed out. This is because I have 9 things to do today. This is because that got passed on. This is because I didn't write. This is because I'm fucking nervous when this is all this anxiety. Fuck it. There's nothing I can do about it.
But why is this? Why is that, like, so currently as we speak right now?
Yeah.
I was a little shitty when I left this morning
yeah.
for the house. And when I go back, I feel like I'll still be a little shitty. But I'm sort of over it. But I also still want to win.
Just yeah. go. You know, like, that's the thing.
I still want to own this thing.
Yeah, but don't own it. You don't want to own it. That's some pimp shit.
Yeah, but
I
don't want to own her. I'm not calling her it. I want to own it. You know, you call her Christine. I want to own that thing.
But the thing is, if you don't, I mean, let's say you let it go, right? Like, the next time you fight or the next time she's upset about something else, it's going to come up because you never resolved it.
Yeah, that's a major problem in our thing is that it's eventually I go on the road by Friday. You know, I never like don't let her know where I'm at or, you know, nothing like, I mean, like, not where I'm at. I mean, it's just not my movements, but I mean, like, I always let her know, like, yeah, I'm going back to the hotel. You know, I'm in the hotel for the night. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I still always do that. So by the second day of doing that, you end up having to have a pleasant conversation. Then you kind of let it go. And then I come home Sunday and you're like, you know, we end up getting like,
we have a
decent night. And then it's just always ready to like, it's just waiting to brew. It's like,
you have to say to her, like I've said to my wife, my anxiety is what gets me. So please don't, some of this stuff is not you. It's not personal. And I know, and I said to her today, she goes, we always do this. I go, wait, we're always going to do this. Some variation of our fight is going to be forever.
Yeah.
We're just trying to acknowledge your own shit a little more so that it's not this epic thing. This is the thing too. My kid walks out and he goes, guys, you need to stop talking to each other like this.
Max?
Really?
Yeah. And I went, and she went, okay, Max, thank you. And I was like, thank you, buddy. Mm-hmm. And
you listen to him, that kid shit on your neck last night.
I'm not taking advice from you.
Yeah, he goes, guys, we need to come together. We're a family. He goes, he's right, you know. Who, shit neck?
What a diverse kid. He just ziplines into the kitchen. Guys.
Grabs the karaoke mic. Guys, with me, everybody. Come on. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. And street lights and people.
He runs over. Tico Torres, I'm out. Throws the sticks at you.
Right.
I'm out.
I need new underwear.
Who's going to clean this crab factory?
Yeah, but I mean, it sounds like if you're opening it up, you'll get past it.
You have to open up as a kid.
Yeah, and I was not open for years. What opened me up, I basically hit a bottom. So low in the business and so low in life, and she stuck with me behind it, and I was just like, oh, like, and it just made me go like, okay, I can trust this person. I think that's what it was. I couldn't trust anybody for a long time.
But here's the problem, though. One pep talk from a girlfriend or some new person in your wife's life, on the other end, where you're like, ugh, you can't let him talk to you like that anymore. You can't, and you'll notice that when you break your wife, if you break her, you're fucked. If you push too far, and one day she goes, you know what? Fuck you. I don't like you talk. I don't like the way you, and you're like, that shit won't work. I realize that. You can fuck. I don't want to talk to people like that. I just want to have fun. I want to smile more than I want to frown. And sure. That's my goal in life. I don't want to be fucking like that. I don't want to hate people. I'd rather laugh and have fun. But there's a point with my wife where I was like, I'm going to break this chick.
Yeah.
If I go any further with my bullshit, I'm going to break her. And after I break, she might be here, but she's going to be broken.
But even that, if she is, you still got that. Like, you know what I mean? You weren't supposed to have. So even if she's better than you, I had you.
Might as well.
I did the fool.
Heat up a hammer and burn your initials in that bitch, baby. You got her.
Even if she walks away for like, hey, I remember the good old days. I had it all.
I don't want to have to do. No, I don't want to have to fill out forms when I'm 70.
I'm very worried about that.
That's all you want to wrap for, right?
I just want to be in the doctor's office. I want to go here. Take that.
Yeah, I worry about that getting to that point, Christina. So we fight enough to this. Jesus.
You don't want to break her, dude.
Christ.
You don't want to break her. Some people, like, you got to break them like a stallion. You don't.
I also speak very volatile, but I think it makes sense. Like, when she points it out, it makes me even more angry. She goes, look, I get you at this point. I get you. So I know these horrible things you're saying to me are just because you want me to feel as bad as you feel right now. She kind of gets that. And it is absolutely true.
Why can't you just go right then and go, you're right. You're right. I fucked up.
Because I go find somebody else who doesn't treat you like that. But bye.
When you're
you better hope she doesn't meet some chubby guy with a career.
Like getting an hour on that. She's going to leave me for Ali Wong. Yeah. I thought she was funny.
You better hope there's not some fucking chubby motherfucker out there. Treats her nice.
Yeah, she gets, Christine, from me for sure, and she always points it out too. It makes me bummed out. Yeah. And she points out two or three times a year, she just gets me on the couch where I'm like, I don't know why I get so angry. It's probably not you. And she's like, and that just buys me another year of going, stupid bitch, what are you doing? You know, Kurt Metzger, it's funny getting a third perspective. I got so angry at her one. Again, it's just like it's because it's for something else, but I go, I made some joke about our friend was wearing glasses and looked like David Koresh.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, nice David Koresh glasses. And Christine goes, who's David Koresh? I go, come on, Christine. I'm like, you don't know. I go, don't make me feel like I'm dating a girl who has no fucking clue who David Koresh. I'm like, and she goes, oh, is that like the Oklahoma City bombing? I'm like, no, it's fucking way. And I was irate about it for like 15 minutes. Right. And I went away. I was with Kurt for the weekend, Metzger. Yeah. And I go, I'm telling him, I go, yeah, I'm sitting there. And she's like, who's David Koresh? It's like, holy fuck, am I really dating someone who just doesn't know anything and doesn't know David Koresh? And Kurt goes, just tell her.
Yeah. Like, because it's built up for... Then let me ask you this. When
he goes, why don't you just tell her? He goes, why don't you just explain it to her? Right. Then she'll know who David Koresh
that's
is.
Some, that's
when
some,
you're,
yeah.
When you're
that was one approach I couldn't take it.
When you're high, do you ever see anything from her point of view, like from a previous argument or anything like that?
Yeah, but I just go into a shell and never tell her that I'm with her.
I've gotten out of that. I'll send her a text, apologize. I do that too. Like now, and I do it all the time. Anytime I think about it and I go, oh shit, she was right, I just go ahead and let her know.
I come in with my wife and I'll be like, look, I literally go through the whole thing and I don't fuck with her shit. That's the one thing I learned. I'm not going to go, this is what I did. I shouldn't have said that to you. I shouldn't talk to you like that. I'm working on it. I hope you can fucking be patient. And I go, when you're passive aggressive, it's aggressive.
Sure.
It's the same. I'm aggressive. You're passive aggressive. They're both aggressive. Okay, what you're doing is the same thing to me. I'd rather have you go shut the fuck up.
I feel like passive aggressive.
Fuck you fat motherfucker.
More shitty. Yeah.
Just be then, like, well, that's
but
the
that's
way.
The type of person.
I have to understand her. So I have to just be like, all right, look, I get what you're doing. And this is what you got to do. It's so hard to do, man. Because if you say to your wife, if you really say to your chick in the middle of it, if you go, look, that hurt my, it works. It's fucked up, dude. But it works. If you literally say to her, look, that hurt my feelings. What you just said right there really hurt my shit. I don't feel good about that. Why are you trying to hurt me? It fucks them up.
Sure.
Women don't know how to deal with that. My wife knows how to deal with what the fuck? Why would you? She knows that. I've done it before.
Well, she learned that, though.
That's because she's used
she
to you
learned
being
that
angry.
From you being that way. Then she learned
no,
that.
But she's learned
she'll,
that from every guy she's ever
yeah,
fucking been with.
She'll learn how to respond to the other shit too.
Yeah, absolutely. But the one thing I'm afraid of that she will someday just be sucking some angry guy dick and be like, hey, fucking beat it, pussy. You know what I mean? I don't want to hurt your feelings again. Get out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is that thing that...
This is Raymond. He built a zip line in a day.
Yeah. Yeah. And his feelings don't get hurt. He just fell on his motorcycle and he didn't even cry, fucking pussy.
No, you're kind of right.
But you know it's not real. That's the thing. Like I tell my lady all the time, go ahead and find whoever else you want because it's going to fall to shit also. He's going to have the same shit, if not completely, everywhere where I'm weak. Or everywhere where I'm, you know, he's gonna have those downfalls.
But look at here,
you think he's gonna love you enough to hit you.
My wife said that today. You talk to me like you're gonna fight me. I went really.
Yeah.
I felt like going really. I'll fucking kill you. We're gonna. Is it gonna be a fight?
I'd say I don't fight you. I fought our toaster oven, rest in peace.
Yeah.
I fought that hole in our bedroom door wall, rest in peace.
That's what I say. You can always tell a relationship.
Shout out to Bob, superintendent, for fixing that hole and asking questions.
You can always tell. You can always tell how good a relationship is. By the dents on the fridge. if there's all these dents and she backs up and they're around her head. Fucking shut up!
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I fucking said the same thing. Stop cutting me off with the kid.
It's crazy.
It's anyways, like you wanna fight me. What's up?
It's like you want to fight
it's
me?
So hot in here.
But this weird, like, dude, we just went through this at an Infinity War. So we went to see Black Panther twice. The right. First time we saw
why?
It.
Why?
Government mandate.
Here's the shortest version.
Beep, 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 beep. We gotta go again.
Just got word.
Wakanda needs us.
The shortest
version
of this.
Has King has fucking pinged us.
I'm not a big comic book guy. She's not either. We just went because of the hype. So at the end of the first movie, get up, walk out. And she goes, why is everyone sticking around? I go, there's going to be some more scenes at the end of this shit, but we don't know what the fuck it is. Let's go.
Right.
We get into a fight about that. You don't get to tell me what I can see. And I'm like, you're not going to fucking understand it. It's a waste of fucking time, right?
I mean, I'm on her side.
Right. So,
I'm on her side.
So, she's not gonna the next time we see the movie, the credits roll, and she goes, we're staying to see these fucking scenes. I go, all right, fine. We sit there, one scene, more credits, second scene. What the fuck was that? I fucking told you, you weren't going to understand this shit. Let's go.
I don't
right?
like both of you.
Right, so now.
Now I don't want to be around you ever.
We go to see Infinity Wars.
You guys are just screaming at each other.
We go to see Infinity Wars. The credits roll, and I look at her. What do you want to do? Do you want to stick around and see some more scenes that you're not going to understand, or can we roll?
Why are you talking to her like this? Like, because did you enjoy the movie?
By the way, while this is happening, there's a row of white people in front of him going like.
Exactly. It's the end of the movie. We should have.
We should have went to the iPix and Dobbs Ferry.
Dude,
I knew we shouldn't have went to Yonkers.
We're an hour train from Connecticut.
Yeah.
I know it, Peter. No one's
the
there.
Good movies. We need to go to Connecticut.
And
dude, but why do you? I can't imagine watching the movie and be like, all right, that's cool. Do you want to fucking see it?
Because it fucking bothered me so much. That
I
she
think
did
it's
this.
You, dude.
So when I asked
Gabby,
her,
step in.
Because when I
don't
asked
understand
her,
why this should be a
this
type.
Is why. Because when I asked her, what does she want to do? She pretended she didn't remember the Black Panther incident.
I think you have
and
tone issues.
That shit. Yeah, fuck that. You just went off on a fucking rant. Get the fuck out of here. I'm all venting my frustration to PTSD, goddammit.
We need to leave the mics alone.
Big J and Dave Temple versus our chicks in an all out slobber knocker. Hell in a cell.
What was Patrice's day? We should have
sexual harassment day.
Sexual harassment day.
Nice titties.
Domestic abuse day.
Yeah, we're going to have domestic abuse day. One day.
I told her pastor that. One time she had her pastor call me to try and talk to me about like the fights that we were getting in.
Might get another kid when I got stepped on.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I just love it. It happens every show.
The pastor asked me, he said, if you had it your way, what would you? I said, I would hit her. You should be able to hit. People don't learn unless there's consequences. And he was just like, very interesting.
No. I don't want
to hard disagree on this one.
Not like hand, but like, you know, with a thing.
No.
With an object.
I don't
want to
hit
it.
I don't want to hit
a bamboo cane.
Yeah, but from a distance.
For example.
I don't want to hit it with it in my hand. I always want to throw like a vase.
Or like a Hadouken.
And just have it smash on the wall next to her.
So dramatic.
Yeah, maybe like one little, just like one little shard scratches her arm.
It's
it's like a weeping wound. It's not even like a bleeding.
What kind of appropriation shit is this? I'm yelling at my chick in the movie theater. I'm out of line. You guys are throwing glass at you bitches.
I don't want to hit my wife, but I do want to pay someone a couple of bucks to do it. So
you too.
I remember one time I was arguing with my wife. We were in the city at 520 at the nice doorman building, and she had a wine rack. And all these wine bottles and these glasses from her parents. Her father gave her these wine glasses. And I used to be a cabinet slammer. That was my thing. I used to fucking say that. Ting. You want to do that? King. The fridge. Whack. You know, and I usually wind up with the door. I'd leave the fuck. I'm out. Whack. Shut the door, you know? So we're arguing about something. And she fucking really passively, aggressively just went, "Oh, really? Fine." Or some shit like that. And I went, "Fine?" And I slammed the cabinet. And the wine, whole wine thing, came off the wall way up high. Just went chukunk with all the bottles of wine, all the glasses went. Whew. I just saw it like falling off a building. And just hit the... And then I just heard her go, "My father's glasses." And I went,
"Oh my God.
I'm so sorry." And I
thought you were going to say you keep walking. Just never look back. You just kept walking straight till you hit the water.
Goddamn right, your father's glasses.
I stopped slamming shit after that one.
That is a hard lesson for sure.
First of all, yeah. I hate spills. It freaks me out. Any spill, I want to run. That's one of the reasons why I got married too. Because when I spill things, I just leave. I'm like, please just pick the signing, filling out forms and spills. One of the reasons I got married because I just don't. I just walk
so
away.
Bizarre.
I've literally when I live by myself, I spill something, I'd have to leave and come back in later and clean it up, and then come back clean the rest of it up like piecemeal it.
Was that in
that's
your
always
vows?
A great story when your anger gets to a point where you realize it's gone too far and you have to do that same like you're like something breaks, it's important, and you go, "I'm sorry." You still have the same tone though. Why did it? Because I didn't fucking mean to do that part.
You know there were people,
but the point holds true.
There was people in arguments during 9/11. Like just the plane going, "Fuck you!" Did the plane just go into a building? Oh my god! What? Oh my god!
Finish this later.
We'll finish this later.
I mean, maybe if you're getting dumped on the street while it's happening, he goes, "Look, we've had a good run, but I just think I want to see other." Holy shit!
What were you saying?
And you look back and the guy's gone. He's like, "Hope the other guy helps you out."
You should have known who Ted Kaczynski was.
Anyways.
You should know your mass murderers, idiot.
We had that, you guys brought up that fucking Brendan Sagalo thing, who I worked with this weekend.
Yeah.
First of all, nasty show. I just want to promote that right real quick.
Nasty.
The nasty. Look, that lineup's crazy. Mike Britt. I mean, crazy. Miss Pat, Nikki Glaser's just murdering, Brad Williams. Holy shit.
It's a good lineup.
It's a good one. I mean, I don't know. I never hung with any of those people. When we did it last year.
Mike Britt's great.
Mike Britt's, everybody on that show.
I was saying Mike Britt's I did a nasty show with him 1 year. He's awesome.
He's a killer.
Good hang, mellow guy.
Yeah. But we did it last year, dude. We had such a good time. Me, you, Ari.
So we went camping.
Jimmy. Oh, we went camping, which I'm doing Monday, by the way.
Are you?
Me, Ari, and Joe List.
I was about to say, Max's life is fucking great.
Well, we're going camping with him in a couple weeks, up at the KAO camping site.
Yeah.
But me, Ari, and Joe are going in the woods. We're hiking up into the woods and making a camp, like just staying in the woods. Tents. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
There may not be a show next week, is what we're saying.
Oh, yeah. Keep us updated.
We may need a new host next week.
I hope so. I'll just stay up there. Just cut one of my fingers off and send it back with Ari. Just tell them I'm dead.
So hot here, no, Bobby. No, no, no! Need to get a dramatic skin tag.
Anyways, the show's there. But anyways, that Brendan Sagalo thing, you guys talked about it on Skanks. This is the thing, though. I don't know.
What they talked about, I heard what they did on Skanks, and I'm not going to lie to you, it bugged me. It felt like watching a girl get convinced that she was raped.
Yeah.
Because it was like he was with it, and then they just teased him about it to the point where he was like, "Yeah, that is a shitty thing she did to me." And I'm like,
"No,
what
he was
the
still
fuck?
With it at the end of it." I think at the end of the day, listen, it was like, you know, I know Amy enough to, like, you know, we're friendly enough that I didn't want to pile on. I thought it was funny to make fun of him just having to eat shit and let her go up on stage. That's kind of what I was going at. But, you know, you know, it got much more harsh.
I just hate that everything that we do now because of podcasts, it has to be, we have to reveal every DM, every time somebody slights us. We used to deal with it internally as comics.
Right.
We would deal with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you'd but now it's like it has to be exposed because the more it's like you get that, put it on your show, more views. We get the more views, fuck him, fuck her, fuck our community. It's like you have to do it for the views. You have to get, you know, and the fact that he read his
that
fucking,
was fucked up.
It's like that's a personal, that's like TMZ shit.
I don't know if he meant it, though, to say fuck you to her. I don't
know. Nah, he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, he didn't
you
know
guys
what he was
manipulated
doing.
Him. You piece of shit media.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
You got rattlesnaked.
But what do you think? Look, you go on a fucking Legion of Skanks. What do you think they're going to do? They're looking for the funny.
The story.
They're looking for they're looking for the funny. They expose themselves more than anybody. I mean, just ridiculous shit. So you think that they're gonna expect any less out of you?
Right, right.
The only way that doesn't happen, say, hey guys, I don't want to go on. I don't want to talk about it. Listen, and they'll go, all right, cool.
And it doesn't affect me either way. I like Brandon. I just thought that
I like
the idea, that concept is the same thing that everybody's doing. The whole, what did you had an interaction with this famous person? Tell us about it, and then let's tell you how much of a shitty person this famous person is.
That's definitely fair, but I don't think, at the end of the day, I don't think it was quite as bad as it was made to be. And when it was all over, on Skanks, I said to Brendan, I was like, look, Diego, I'm busting your balls. Yeah. I'm like, at the end of the day, I don't know what else you could have done there. I don't know what else you would have done there. I go, you did exactly what I think I would have done and just kind of took it and like, you know, she went up. And then, you know, and speaking to her even, like, you know, she had a 30-minute break to go run this monologue, like a 30-minute and... She said she told Caroline she was coming and stuff. And like,
well, even if she didn't, like even she if came, she just showed up, even if she just rolled in and said, look, blah, 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 she's trying to figure out, I need to get on stage and do this thing, right? I'm doing SNL this weekend. You want to talk about anxiety.
Sure.
People already attack her for anything.
Anything.
Yeah. They're trying to take her out. Let's just put it that way. They're trying to take Amy out. They're trying to take...
What do you mean?
The people, business.
Sure.
They're trying to take out Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
They're just trying to... I feel like once they got you in their sights, because another thing, page six, you print that, you get clicks, you get a bunch of shit happen. Look what happened with it. Look how many podcasts talk about it. Look how many radio shows talked about Amy Schumer and the way they twisted it.
But didn't Dane had that very much. I remember it's almost like 12 months like to the date that Rolling Stone had like a Dane Cook, like America's Next like rock star comic. Yep. And then like a year later in Rolling Stone, it was like enough. Has the world had enough of Dane Cook already?
The people
holy shit, man.
Saw,
it's a year.
Yeah, I just
it's
saw somebody shitting on him for dating a 19-year-old girl. And it's like, dude, leave him the fuck alone. He's just minding his own business.
We look at her on Bonfire.
You know, Dane has no skin tags. Like,
hell yeah.
Not one.
I think he has some now. he's gaining some weight.
I don't know if he has any original skin.
See, why are we doing that? Oh my God, why are we trashing
they
him?
Both went. It's fucking weird trashing. Like, taking people down
but there's
is almost
there.
Addictive.
Busting balls. I have no gripe with that thing. And I don't gripe with Amy quite a lot. Amy, I said this on Skanks, too. She's been very good to me, actually, in my career, where she could. I think what she did was a weird... Look, it was the same when Kurt and Lewis had their thing. I'm like, what Kurt did was a weird thing.
What'd he do?
There's no way I could rehash this
but
whole story.
I've seen,
you know,
I mean, I've seen
him
do stuff like that.
They fought?
They got an argument. A big argument. But
I remember
but
a couple years back, though, Chris Rock and Amy, they walked into JFL auditions at Stand Up New York like, hey, she needs to run 30 getting ready for the special. Yeah. And it was just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, they're in the middle. People are auditioning for the careers. Like, you know,
but here's the thing, though. I mean, that's our business. We know that. It's happened to me. I've been on stage. I literally have been on stage for a minute when somebody went, wrap it up. And I walked off. What happened? What'd I do? Jerry's here.
Mm-hmm.
At Jerry's peak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
The seller does have a pension for that, for sure. I've definitely been on stage for 3 minutes and got a thing. And they're pointing. It's like, you know, Chappelle. And you're almost just like, I can't finish my 15 minutes or whatever. Give me like 10 minutes or something. It's a weird thing to go. You want me to awkwardly go, what's up, everybody? How you feeling? Good. It's getting nice outside. That's pretty. All right. We'll see you guys later, man. Now, thank you so much.
How do you guys feel about it? Do you guys okay with bumping people when you walk in?
I can't wait to bump
everybody.
I've
never done it ever.
I'm going to bump fucking... No. Look, you know who doesn't bump? It's your personality. Ray Romano doesn't bump. There's certain people that don't bump. Amy bumps. Louis bumps. Sometimes I see like...
Chappelle bumps.
Louis will go, hey, man, do you mind if I go... And sometimes he doesn't. It's all the mood they're in, where they got to go, what they got to do. And look, man, you earned a bump.
I hate when you get itemized, though, when you become itemized, where it's like Chappelle comes in, and they're like, yeah, he's going to go, he's here right now, he goes, he's going to go after Attell and Jeff Ross, and then he's going to go on. Like, but I'm after Jeff Ross, and it's like, oh, I guess he shows where the line stops. Yeah. He goes, I'll care about what they think about me, I'll care about that. I don't even know who that is. That guy's gone.
Well, I
goes, oh, yeah, tell him, tell him to hang out, I'm only going to do 15 minutes.
15
He's just sitting on the stairs of the cell like this.
Right.
It's chain smoking outside.
I leave.
He tells you to stay close.
I do too. I learned that pretty young. It doesn't matter. The club doesn't look at you shitty or anything. I'm like,
but the club sometimes like, no. It's like, fuck you. I'm out. Thanks for the money. I'm out. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. I get it.
Well, if they go, well, what if they only do 15? He goes, they're doing my 15.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You gave my 15 away.
Right.
I got bumped this weekend at the Village Underground. Aziz came in. But I'm at the point where he goes, do you want to go up next? Or can he go up next? I was like, I don't put him up. And they go, you'll go up after him. I go, I don't give a shit. I'll go. I'll go get a hamburger. I'm fucking tired.
That's more so what it is, though. Right?
I'll go up before him. I'll go up after him. I could give a fuck. But at least they were like, the guy was like, I was like, you gave me the, if you want to go up now, you can.
Yeah.
The guy after me, they were like, we'll push you away. And he got cut. What's his name? Ronnie Chang got fucking douched off the show.
It's totally. Yeah.
Which sucks because he wanted to do his spot.
Sure.
I was like, give me that money. I'll fucking go get a falafel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I can get on stage.
My sixth show, dude. I'm fucking, I'll do five.
Aziz is funny because he's not talking, I guess, about his shit. By the way, I mean, and for the record, I think the story against him was so ridiculous. Like his Me Too accusation.
Yeah. They Brendan Sagalow'd that girl.
Man, when I went on stage after him, when he was like at the VU and it was like the show was running late, I'm like, what an amazing show, everyone. He goes, it's already been a killer lineup. We've shared some consensual laughs with Aziz Ansari. I go, oh. I just never got the crowd back. They just liked him so much. I was like, I'm just kidding.
I had to go up after him and they really... I literally went, hey, fucks, I'm funny too, you fucking idiots.
Wake up.
They literally applauded like this.
They're all on their phones. Like, they're texting I just saw Aziz taking pictures and shit.
And then
your dad must have stories about that change. I mean, that's changed for music the most, that no one's there, like, living in a moment. I've started now. I've stopped taking my phone out at concerts because I always show people, like, look at this. This is when I saw Tool at so-and-so. And they're like, and it's like hearing it on phone speakers. Just enjoy it.
I'll never do it again. I had to do it. I was thinking about it the whole time I was there. I'm so against it, but I had to do it to document this for Max.
Was a Max video, not a concert video.
I wasn't sitting there. I didn't want to be like, I'm having a fucking great...
Well, yeah,
I had to do it, but I was very conscious of it. And I did it and then put it away so that we enjoyed what was happening.
But you have to understand...
It was hard.
Your documentation for Max is like your mother's album documentation for you. He's never going to look at that.
I got to stop you, dude.
The technology's going to change.
I'm going to tell you. You're out of your fucking mind. I just opened a scrapbook my mother made from the time I was born until probably, I don't know, a few years ago.
Well, and
I was
in. You're going through something.
No. Absolutely. No, I needed it for the Jack a documentary type thing.
Yeah.
And I've gone through it my whole life. I've opened this book at certain stages and went, shit, man. And I tear up.
Like, okay. Yeah,
and especially now with my kid looking back and, oh, I was his age right here.
Uh-huh.
And I remember that. So I disagree with that.
Okay. So you've never been a victim of a house fire. I'm sorry.
No, I've never been a victim of a house fire. Ah, shit. All right, listen, man. This show is a fucking good, another good one. We're on a goddamn streak.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
No incident? It went out without incident?
Yeah, well, you know.
Let's all go home and hit our chicks.
Yeah!
Hands in the middle.
We just got to get gloves.
Gabby,
like
Gabby doesn't know me very well. I promise you I don't hit women at all.
I believe you.
What do you think the gloves are for? There's no bare knuckle hitting.
Gabby, I'll try to believe you.
Have you ever been hit?
No.
Even by a girl?
No.
Really?
That's surprising, though. There's a lot of girl fights in Jersey.
You never got beat up?
No. I'm always like, I don't care.
Like, what do you mean?
I'm not an angry person, though.
Yeah.
I never got, like, there were girls would try to fight me, and I would go, I don't care.
I'm rich.
Fuck you.
I have an infinity pool that overlooks the ocean.
I pay Mike Suarez to fight my girls.
Mike?
Come on, bitch.
I pay a lesbian Mexican woman, Mike Suarez, to fight my fights.
Mike, by the way, killed it all weekend.
He puts on a wrestling mask.
Fuck yeah, Mike.
We were in San Antonio together. He killed it all weekend, man. Great.
I know. I had him with me when I'm out there, too. He's fucking great. These guys are actually going to be this Sunday with me. Are you there?
Yep.
This Sunday at the Fat Black Pussycat.
This Sunday?
Is it this Sunday?
Yeah, 20th.
It's this Sunday.
The 20th.
Are you there? Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
All right, this Sunday, because Ari's on the show.
Fun.
And then Ari and me are going back to the house. Joe's meeting us up there, and then we go on the Bushcraft Party Boys.
Nice. Bushcraft Party Boys.
You're going the next morning?
Next morning, early as fuck. We go up. It's funny, too, because I got a tent. My tent weighs under a pound because I got it from China. I waited 2 months. It's a special tent. Ari spent mine was $69, but it's this ultimate ultra light. Ari spent fucking $400 on a tent, but it weighs under 2 pounds. And then Joe bought a 5 pound fucking. But his tent's good too. But we all got tents. We're all doing this shit. It's going to be interesting. I want to document it somehow, but I guess we're not. We're just no phones.
You should fucking photos journal. Only.
And then have you read the journal. Oh, my God. That is fucking great. I'll bring in a little...
Maybe little drawings, little sketches.
I'll do... You know what?
Journaling?
Yeah. You know,
that'd be funny.
That's great. And I think that's great.
And to talk about black guys with sneakers and jewelry. Jesus Christ. All this
I don't get tent. This. I don't get the sneaker thing.
I don't get the tent thing.
There you go. Fuck yeah.
I never had a house fire. My mom never sold crack.
Well, shoes are very flammable. So.
I really don't get the sneaker thing. I don't. I have Skechers on right now. Very comfortable.
I like sneakers, but I don't have like multiple pairs of different kinds, like Jordans and shit.
I think I should get a nice pair.
I have like a pair of like low top sneakers, a pair of high top sneakers. That's kind of how
but
I
you don't. You get creases in them, right?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
What Why is that
you?
Bad?
Yeah, no, I'm not a sneakerhead, but I mean, I like nice sneakers.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it? What is
I care
that?
About sneakers. Hmm? If I pick, when I pick them out, like I do go through.
Where
a whole
should
thing.
I get my sneakers? Foot Locker?
Anywhere you can
go
get them.
Online. Go online.
Why? I mean, it's the same way you would care about like your lawn. You know what I mean? Like how your grass is like your pride. You just want people to that house they got it together. The same thing. Yeah, in the project you don't have grass.
You stereotyped him perfectly.
It's not a black guy thing either. Like Sam Roberts is a big sneakerhead too. So.
Does Sam have grass?
It's also a wigger thing.
A what?
Wigger.
Oh, you put a W. I thought you were Lewis. It's going to be a fight.
No.
He said it 95 times last week
on
my podcast.
When I was on Bonfire, it was so funny to have to explain to him because you dropped the N-bomb and my girl had no idea how you guys are.
Right.
So afterwards, she's just like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, no. It's cool. Like,
I feel like this, with girlfriends, they're going to be like, what the fuck? No. This is.
I want to bring up, we made a bet.
Yeah.
I need to bring this up. We made a bet, another one of our bets.
Sixers, let me down.
Sixers, Celtics. I'm not a big Celtics fan anymore because of, you know, I used to be when Bird was there, blah, blah, blah. I haven't been a big, I'm of course still root for the Celtics, always Boston teams. And, we bet $50 and a sensual body massage.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about this.
And my team won.
They did.
And I have a feeling, though, like when we bet the Patriots, it was $100, right? And a hat.
200 and a hat.
It was 200 and a hat. I wish we did a hat. Because I feel like we're both losers in this.
That's going to be great, though.
Because I told my wife that. She goes, why would you want a back rub from Jay?
And I was like... yeah, in hindsight, it didn't sound like a good idea.
I was like, this backfired on me. because now, now I have to. Are you going to do mittens or no mittens? Is it just?
Oh, no mittens.
No mittens. So I'm going to get a sensual body rub.
I'm going to really need you.
Oh, I'm going to need you, too.
It'd be funny if you kept the gloves on and he's just covered in lint.
I don't know if you have skin tags, but we're going to find them that day. If you do, I'm going to find them.
I'm going to get them burnt off for you.
I want to be sweet. You get your whole crew could come on up and watch them.
All right.
No.
That'd be awesome.
You want to be a part of that?
No, cool. I'm good.
We're doing that, I believe, on the 23rd, right?
The 23rd, yeah.
The 23rd, live. We were going to do it here, but I feel like the bonfire
has air conditioning?
We have air conditioning. It's on now. But we also... You have a mood. The mood lighting in there is very sexy.
It is nice. Yeah, we tape up the windows.
Yeah,
block the windows. It's gonna be sensual.
Block those windows, but I want it blocked with Asian theme, like bamboo, or like a koi.
We'll take care
fish.
Of it. I have that little thing with the little like thing of oil that has the sticks in it.
Oh, good.
Aromatherapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep. And I want you in something sexy, something hot.
A kimono, maybe?
I'm going to have Dan talk like an old Chinese wise man the whole time.
Like what? Like
your
what?
Your strokes go up and down.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a real sexy time.
I can't wait. Sexy time.
Wait, is it going to be next Wednesday or next Tuesday?
It's the 23rd, Tuesday, whatever that is.
I think it's next Tuesday.
I think it's not Tuesday. I think it's Wednesday.
Wednesday, maybe Wednesday.
It's Wednesday because I don't come back from Bushcraft Party Boys.
That makes sense.
So it's the 23rd, which
Tim Dillon's going to be there to gaily watch.
Oh, Jesus. We're going to have to. He's so not relaxing. Bobby, do you like it?
Can you feel his hands all over your body?
Why don't we go down to McPhee's? They have the best mashed potatoes in the city. They're real mashed potatoes with Irish butter.
I love unabashed big guy eating. I can't do it. I'm the guy always, even when I am eating at my worst, I'm still always like, just do salads or whatever. Once in a while, I slip up.
I'm so hungry right now. You just made me hungry.
I'm doing a crazy diet.
Are you really?
Been on it for like
The special?
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you,
great.
Yeah.
Thank
amazing.
You.
Thank you so
congratulations.
The degenerates.
And you know what?
Great lineup, too.
It's a great lineup. Unbelievable fucking lineup. And I think... You're one of the funniest guys going. Both you guys are killing it.
Thank you, man.
And I know that other people seem to be doing better than you financially and gig-wise, but it will come.
How bad is it that I saw that rose and I'm going to ask you if I can have that to give to my lady? I missed Valentine's Day.
You can have it.
Thank you.
Which one, though?
The gold. Singer?
The gold.
The gold one? Yeah.
You can Steven have Singer?
It. I give her one every year, and yep. I was in jail for
Steven
Valentine's
Singer. Day. I hate StevenSinger.com. You can go and purchase these. They're not expensive.
$79. Oh no, they're $69 for the gold ones.
Yeah, $69.
Oh, I never even thought of it like that.
Howard Stern, shout out. What up? $69. Anyways, let's go through some dates here. What do you got, man?
Ah, man. All right. June. Yeah, you got my website up there.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, man. That's the old website. All right.
You have a new one?
This is the one
what's
that
the
came
new
out?
One?
Then it should still be the same. What's the name? But I don't know why I went there. All right, whatever. So the May 20th, I'm in Chicago at the Promontory filming and for Laugh Tracks. That's going to be, that was all old dates. Yeah, that's the
that's
old
That's hilarious.
Website.
I don't know how your website is ChloeHilliard.com.
No, that's
it
my.
It is.
You, I don't know how you got
it
that.
It says it's test
that,
site.
Go to DaveTempleComedy.com.
Who is Chloe?
That's what Googled.
Chloe, yeah, that's my website. There you go. There you
what
go.
The fuck?
That's my crowd. Look, that's from my specials. Yeah,
nah, that's from me.
Screen grab. So, you know,
he makes white people laugh, too.
Quick shows. Quick Nobody, shows.
He makes everyone.
Look at, wait, stop. Look at the top old white guy not laughing up the top. Right above home. He hates you.
He goes, if we get past this guy, there's another one. That's how the show works.
I believe Aziz is coming on. He's very friendly.
I believe.
All right, so the Promontory, that's a taper for True TV. I got a show that I do called The Comedy Journal. On every Tuesday at Bar 9. No cover.
People get
come on
people
through.
Get the reference, Joel.
We're building that presence in Philly. I mean, in New York, where people are starting to know what that is.
What, the comedy John?
Yeah,
what
John is a Philly colloquialism.
It's basically the word thing.
You say it in New Jersey, too.
Yes.
Yeah. What is it?
John is Philly
like
colloquialism.
Girlfriend, it could be your anything. Fucking, anything. Yeah.
Like, give it to me in a sentence.
Let me see them Johns right there.
Yeah.
Those are Mike's sunglasses.
But yeah. I didn't know what the name of it was. Now they're your Johns. All right, here.
It's like, give me that thing.
Yeah. Or a chick could be the John. Like, yeah,
can you stop assimilating with him, please?
I'm from New Jersey.
She's from South Jersey.
You're not.
But I am.
You're from an upper end of Jersey.
I'm from a town that's all people from Staten Island.
Word to my word to your mother, Bobby.
Word to your mother.
No, I really do. Her parents really are Jewish.
But, no. We're trash.
I fucking love
this
it.
Last date out. June 26th is the most important one. My debut headlining at Caroline's. So, you know, we'll make sure that Amy is nowhere near that.
I hope, please, Amy, if you...
Go!
Please, if you... Please, Amy...
It's great press.
Please go in and 10 minutes into his set, hey, Temple, I follow you on Instagram.
Just Marsha Warfield shows up. I'm going to do 30.
I hope Brendan Sagalow comes in and interrupts your set.
How
Temple, Sagalow. Hey, can I do 10 real quick?
So I'm going to double down on that one, though. I'm going to record that one and make something.
That's
nice
great, man. Congrats.
It's so funny, though, because you think of what Amy did. You're right. She had fucking minutes to do a monologue she's doing on SNL, panicking. It's right down the street. And then Brendan, is on stage.
People were even saying the thing about the argument was like, well, she can go to Broadway Comedy Club. I go, she's right there. She has 10 minutes. She also told me that she had told Caroline she was coming and they put
even
the
if
kid
she
on.
Didn't.
Yeah. No, I know. I understand what I'm saying, but she was like,
and you cocksuckers brought her to read the DMs where she's probably being told what to write. And that fucking, I told that fucking Brendan, I go, listen. Just know your stance. Are you okay with it?
He is okay.
Great.
With it.
If you're not, say whatever you want. But if you're all right with it, fucking be that.
Right.
Don't be flip floppy.
I thought the fun was more in just the fact that no matter what, it looks like he got it's like, hey, get off stage. I'm gonna do something. Like, sure, okay. It was funny to make fun of that happening, but at the end of it, I think I did. I said to him, I was like, I get exactly what.
Yeah,
of course,
we all do.
You did what you're supposed to do, right. Really.
Yeah.
Hey, nobody get
you
off
know what?
Stage.
And I give him his props because he went through it, so other younger comics don't have to go through it. Now somebody walks in and does that to me, I don't give a fuck who it is. No, because you're not gonna.
Well, I say you rock and roll if you just. Say, please. Yeah, when I'm done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, it wouldn't
Patrice
have happened
would have
like
done that.
Yeah, he would have, actually.
Patrice would have, when I hang on one second. I got one more joke. And an hour and a half later. Yeah, hey, come on up. Do your thing.
I just thought the whole story was such non-news. We actually didn't do it on Bonfire that day when it came up to us. I was like, I don't know what the news story is there. It's
whatever.
Yeah.
It's just that, as soon as you make it, they try to take you out.
Of course.
Right, I don't care what you think of her personally.
They've
whatever.
Been going at her for a while.
But they're going to go for everybody. They took Louis the fuck out.
It won't go for me.
They took Nick out. Everybody's fucking... If they don't like you, they'll take you the fuck out.
Yeah.
And that Brendan Sagalow. I really
like that name. His really name. Got around in the past couple of weeks.
It's
right?
Good press.
Yeah.
Good. Someone said, he goes, how's this? But it's got to be good. It's going to pump him to the next level, right? No.
what level?
What do you think that's doing? No.
He came Saturday night and fucking killed it, though. Up in,
he's very funny
Westport.
Kid.
Very funny
he's
kid.
Very funny kid.
Funny kid. Follow him on Instagram, too.
Funny kid, isn't he 30?
To us. Big J.
He doesn't have a pea-sized fucking ball in his asshole. He's young enough to not have that issue.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't have skin tags left of his nut. May 17th to the 19th, Dr. Grins. Where the fuck is that?
Grand Rapids. That's an awesome club.
Is it?
It is. It's a really neat place. They put nice hotel right across the street. I love that.
That's really?
That you get to play Michigan this time of year, too. I always go in the fucking winter.
Winter's great, though.
No, it's too fucking cold. I was in Michigan for New Year's.
I don't mind
negative
being,
eight.
Across the street from it wouldn't be so bad. Yeah, this Sunday, I'm at Rock on the Range.
What is that?
I'm headlining the comedy tent. The same night, the headliners on the main stage are Godsmack and Tool.
Oh, will you tell Sally I said hi?
I will do. Yeah, every time I
love
see him. He never remembers me with all the shows.
He always comes to my shows in Boston.
That's awesome.
11 deep. 10 minutes into my set.
But he's
literally, there's just a sec. There's a whole table, and all of a sudden he comes in. And he's like a rapper, but it's all Italian people.
He's so little.
Yeah, he's fucking great. What a great guy. Tell
he's
him I said
amazing
hi.
Frontman. I will do.
Oh, he's and a great drummer.
Yeah, dude, that is one of the greatest. I watched that. I've however many millions of hits that clip has and that drum battle that Godsmack does, I'm easily a million of them.
I know.
I watch
love it
so much. That's
so
one
good.
Of the coolest videos. I just showed someone last week in that video.
I love it, too, because he still has his Boston accent. Bobby, what's up, dude? I'm going to be down to the laugh Boston. Can I get me 45 tickets? What time do you go on? 8? We'll be there at 9. 9:10.
I'm excited to see him on Sunday. It's going to be really great.
Oh, he's fucking awesome. What a great band.
Tampa Improv, Orlando Improv all coming up in June. Just BigJComedy.com for all my
Skankfest.
Skankfest. That's right.
Uncle Vinny's.
An idiot.
And Uncle Vinny's. Well, how come you didn't go to mine?
Because I was here.
Oh.
Please, yeah, come on down.
I really am very... Did you see how much I snapped on you?
I know, God, my family went.
Gabby, it'll be a lot of fun. Oh, I'd like to see you there.
That's where I'm from.
Her mother comes up to me after the show. I saw your stuff on the internet. I didn't think you were going to be funny, but you were really good.
Why do people feel the need to do shit like that?
Well, because she wants to see what she's getting into. She's fucking going out on a Saturday night.
I'm talking about when people come up and say shit like that, too.
I love it.
That's like, well, we're trash. That's why my parents are fucking trash.
Let me say before Lewis does freak out, though. Skankfest is July 14th. Yep. And it's going to be fucking amazing. Bobby's going to be there. Yep. A bunch. We have some more announcements coming up that we can't even say yet, but it's going to be bigger and better at the Brooklyn Bazaar. Get your tickets, skankfest.com.
Absolutely. This weekend, good nights in Raleigh, North Carolina. Fat Black Pussycat Sunday. McCurdy's on June 8th through the 10th. And then I'm going to Vermont Comedy Club, which I'm very excited about, the 14th and the 15th. Scroll down, and the 16th. And then I go camping with the family. I got my wife to actually go camping. Oof. I had to buy a luxury tent, though. Oof. I really did.
Again with these tents.
I got a bunch of tents.
Another pair of tents? Jesus.
She doesn't have one in the bedroom.
Laughing Skull's great.
Laughing Skull. You know what? I've never played it.
It's really, really small room, but it's just a cool little place.
I can't wait to play it. And I love the owner of it, too. Cap City, never did.
Amazing club.
Really?
You're going to pack it out. It's fucking really
in the summer, though,
it's in the
huh?
middle. It's in the middle of nowhere. In Austin. It's like off the path completely, but it's people come. It's great.
I'm very excited about it. And I mean, Just for Laughs Nasty Show is coming up. I got to put Skankfest up there, too. Skankfest, make sure you get your tickets. And the Nasty Show, big announcement on Wednesday for the Comedy Festival. So please go to RobertKellyLive.com. I want to thank all my Patreon .com/RobertKelly members. You guys are amazing. There it is right there. Become a member. If you're a member of Libsyn, cancel it. Go over to here, Patreon. Support me over on Patreon. Slowly by slowly, inch by inch, we're getting people over there. Ron Bennington Show is out tonight. Gabby edited this one. Gabby, let me tell you something. Mike, Gabby, Zach, very talented. Gabby edited. She's so fucking good at a bunch of shit. All these guys are great. I want to thank you guys. What do you got besides Sunday night?
Yeah, next week I'll be at El Paso Comic Strip, the 24th through the 27th. I will be...
Why don't you just bring your website up?
It's not updated, that's why.
Okay.
All right, so cool.
Your social media guy doesn't have a website. That's always good.
I do everyone else's.
Get one of your fucking, your little Mexican nerds to help you.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of these things are brand new too. So I'll be in August. I'll be featuring for Jared Free the first week, and I'll be headlining the Improv in San Antonio the last
week.
Wow,
good for you, buddy.
Hell yeah.
Awesome, buddy. I'm gonna be putting you on a couple gigs of mine too somewhere.
Hopefully. Thank you.
All right, bye. Gabs, what do you got besides fucking great hair?
Thank you.
Your hair looks amazing today, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it looks full.
Humidity.
Looks good. I like it like this.
Thanks, guys. That's all I wanted.
Pretty sick ass journal.
What?
I'm just complimenting all the other things you have.
Thank you so much.
What do you have?
Look at that handwriting.
Relax. Everyone relax. I have a monthly show at the Way Station in Brooklyn. That's May 23rd. And then I'm going to LA. So put me on your LA shows if anyone's listening. And I started a new podcast with Katie Hannigan called Apodcalypse. Subscribe. It's really funny. It's great.
Yeah. If you're out in LA and you have a podcast, why don't you have her on?
Yeah.
How about that, too? Zach, and did you thank your parents for me? Did you thank your mom?
Yes, they love you.
All right, good. Your father, did he get mad about the kid shit? Did he smell it?
No.
No? Fuck. I was so hoping that he would smell shit when he got it. That was a great show. John, whoa, what the fuck? Nothing. All right.
Did Tico shit?
Did Tico shit in the dressing room?
Tico shit?
Again?
He's small, so you don't know.
Thank you again
for
that.
Is he angry about his limited drumming?
He's not limited. He's just great drumming. Zach, no, what do you have?
Zach, the new guy.
You guys are the best fans in the fucking world. You know what, dude? Thanks a lot. See you next week.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.